Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, a little more Dr. Phil here, just to start things.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes, bitch.
He's an angry Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. Oh,
I think that's as angry as I've ever heard him.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
If VA finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes, bitch.
Wow.
Where's the BA tape?
Boy, that thing's got a slow cue on it.
You can't be talking.
Come on, BA.
BA, I've always given you 100%.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
All right,
bitch.
No, BA, you're wrong.
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
Oops.
What happened to the BA?
God, BA.
Thanks, BA. Okay.
What about the Clay Aiken tapes?
Oh, you want to hear him?
Yeah.
He doesn't like to be bullied.
You know, I think, it was a really tough time, you know, for middle school is really tough. I don't have to tell you guys. I don't have to tell anybody, really. I think everybody has trouble with middle school, and I think it's about...
Oh, that's a two-minute tape. Hold on.
Oh wow.
The show. Oh, boy, yeah. The other one is long, too.
There was a long time where I didn't want to sing because I thought, people are going to pick on me now if I'm the singing kid, you know?
Yeah.
And Pomo.
Hold on. We'll just start with the Dr. Phil and then got the tunage. Oh, I'm ready. Here we go.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes, ooh. Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know, I think, it was a really tough time, you know.
Tough time.
That's good.
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
Why, I've not even opened the door yet.
Oh. Hi there.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
How have you been?
Quite a day.
Right? Quite a day.
Sure is.
Isn't it, though?
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. 70s Dance Records and all the ships at sea. They are better Americans than Dr. Phil, but not as good as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No way.
Don Geronimo and Mike Robert.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
Hello, BA.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, it's Don and Mike Show. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's an ensemble show, actually.
Yes.
What it is.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
Right, real tough for me and Mike coming up the radio ranks.
You know, I think, it was a really tough time. You know, middle school was really tough. I don't have to tell you.
Yeah. We had a tough time in middle school.
It was tough for us.
Well, this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, Mike, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And Buzz, I'll just throw it out there already.
Yes.
You know,
it's
420.
All day.
042005.
I'm in a particularly good mood today.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Brubeck here.
Buzz. No, he's not retarded.
He's not retarded.
Doesn't 420, isn't that also Adolf Hitler's birthday?
You know, I think you're right. Did he like marijuana? How would you know that?
I don't know. I'd have to call the post department.
Two great dates. Tastes great.
You got Hitler in my marijuana.
you got marijuana in my Hitler.
Two treats in one.
And look, we got a new pope. It's the Don and Mike Show, and you can call us from anywhere in America. Our toll-free number is 877-365-3636. From Canada and from Mexico, you can call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., if you're lucky enough to be listening to the great WJFK. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
202-432-1067. Start with some Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Ah, is that who that is?
Hello. Jack A. Blue. I'm looking at Jack A.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes, bitch.
Dr. Phil.
That's great, Dr. Phil. That's
you should know that.
Great American.
And I got too many tapes in front of me to start a show, for goodness sakes. Jesus. Here we go.
Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Turn down your radio, please.
It's off.
Okay, thanks.
All right, go ahead.
What's up? First call of a brand new show.
It's Corrado calling from Toronto.
Okay, thank you for the bio, and what can we do for ye?
You guys suck. You know that? I've been listening since Thanksgiving.
Don't make us come up there.
Yeah.
Don't make us come to Canada.
I usually listen to Jack FM or Mojo Radio, but they suck more than you. So until I find someone that sucks more than you, I'm going to continue listening.
Well, I think the only place you're going to find someone who sucks more than me would be if you call your mom.
Yeah, well.
Because she's real good at that.
You both suck?
No.
Me and your mom?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let me see if I've got this straight.
Well,
wait a minute. You listen to the other radio stations.
I listen to you guys. They suck more than you guys.
They suck, so we suck the least.
Suck the least.
We always have.
But this is battling.
I'll accept that.
This is battling with a Canadian. He's not even talking about American radio stations,
but
right?
It doesn't matter. I've always enjoyed that compliment. I've always been fond of the compliment, we suck the least.
But listen,
while he's talking to you, I hope someone's guarding the borders.
Yeah.
Because this could just be a smoke screen.
Tracing the call, Rob.
Okay, let's be honest about my relationship with your mom, okay? She sucks, and you know the way that I mean it. And you're right, I do too, because how was I to know that your mom was like that? That she was a hermaphrodite. I couldn't help myself.
It was surprising.
It was too late.
It was a suck fest.
Wow.
But you mean that in the best possible
and
way.
And look at you laughing
after
you say.
Or you mean that in the best possible way.
You're laughing after you say you hate this show.
My theory, he's been drinking.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Don.
And Mike, hi.
What's up, Mike?
Hi.
Happy 420 bars.
Thank you, sir.
Don, who'd you vote for last night, man? Belly button neck or the SPGM?
Belly button neck.
I got a surprise for you. Last night, I voted for the, of course, American Idol is what we're discussing, the important news of the day. Mm-hmm. And yes, how absolutely
homo
of it is it of me that I voted. I voted for the girl that I demanded be thrown off 2 weeks ago, Carrie Underwood.
You voted for Carrie. Well, she sang that song beautifully.
I thought she nailed that song last
night.
She
sure did. Yes, she did.
Pretty good. Although, she does look like a Stepford wife.
Well, and I don't know who's counseling her on her style, but last night, you know, for the night was the, Rob, it's you, you're doing it. It was the worst look that she's ever had, in my opinion. Yeah. She sang the best, and she looked the worst.
She did. Thank you, my friend. Listen, before we get going, we'll take your phone calls, and of course, stuff from around the station and around our lives to talk about. Our lead story today, well, actually two lead stories.
Ah.
First, congratulations, Mike.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you, to me, to everybody. We've finally cracked the market of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, we're back on in almost. Colorado. Don, yes. I think we've been on in Colorado Springs.
Yes, that would indicate that we had been fired canned there.
Colorado Springs or another spring?
It was Colorado Springs.
Is that like where Ralph and...
No, that was Denver. But we were Colorado Springs, and actually we've been on in Colorado Springs, I think, twice.
It is Colorado Springs.
But... Either way.
Is it FM? Please tell me it's FM.
As Supertramp sings, Dreamer, you're such a funny dreamer.
Or Aerosmith.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Aerosmith would be more appropriate.
Well, Supertramp is good.
But Dream On. Dreamer would be the response.
But what about Supertramp?
Winner!
Supertramp, hold on, where'd that take?
Homo.
It's raining again. It's raining again. Anyway, the station is KMML, and it's 1 to 5. It's live. So welcome to the Love Network.
That's
true. Now listen, maybe you're wondering why Mike didn't greet that with the usual level of enthusiasm that he works up for a new affiliate.
What's up?
And it's not simply his lack of love for AM radio.
No.
It's the fact that he stinks.
Right.
He stinks. And I mean, I'm not talking about him as a person or as a radio talent or as a man.
He's odiferous.
I guess I am talking about him as a man.
I don't know how odiferous I am. but I am not my usual
musky. No,
stellar
golden boy, shine again.
Hygiene, hygienic.
Stinks.
Hormone charm.
I shared a couch with you, and you have no appreciable odor.
No appreciable odor.
No more odor than a hot biscuit.
Thank you, Rob. But that's not for lack of trying.
You do have the glaze.
I have the glaze.
Why? The one-day glaze of no bathing?
And the best example might not necessarily be the odor or the glaze, but as soon as I remove my hat...
See, and I was privy to that.
It is the greasy hair.
I
like the greasy.
I was privy to that in the office.
It is the fact that, yes, today I received a call from my housekeeper who said, "Ooh, baby, Mr. Mike, no water."
Oh,
I said, "What? No water." And the way I understood it, I said, "Well, I figured lots of construction going on in the neighborhood. Perhaps a water main had broken. Perhaps they shut it down to do something." But of course, once I called the city utilities, they informed me, "Well, you haven't sent a payment in since February." Yeah. And sure enough, they'd come out this morning when I was at my chiropractor's appointment, and they'd shut the water off.
There was no warning? There was no notice?
No, I mean, I'm sure I got a late fee.
So water turned off due to lack of payment.
I remember seeing that. I came back from vacation.
Hold
I remember
on.
Seeing the little bill and sort of placing it off to the side.
Hold on. It was just yesterday at this very same time that you were defending the fact that you didn't belong to a multi-million dollar country club.
Yeah, now see?
And the truth is...
Right.
The reason his water was turned off was I didn't pay the bill.
Pay the bill.
Well,
I mean... And I was there, and I ran down to the office because they don't take it over the phone. You have to run down there with a check, and you got to hand it to them, and you got to plead. And then I was informed. I said, "Well, how soon can they get it on?" And they said, "Ooh, get it on, baby.
Get it on.
Get it on."
Get it on.
They said that they're at lunch. They're at lunch right now.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
I didn't
bitch.
Say that. Now, that tape was in no real way related to my experience. In fact, they couldn't have been nicer.
No, Mike, that was them speaking to you.
Yeah, they were saying that to me. And then they said,
"Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch."
That's exactly what they said. They said that they physically come out and I guess hit like a valve or something. I've always had wells. I've never had city water. I've never lived in the city except when we were up in New York for a while. But so I forgot. And the fact is, they come out with some kind of big crank and
big wrench.
And big wrench, and they shut it off. And then I said, "Well, when can they get it back on? There's my check. Thank you very much." He said, "Well, they're at lunch right now, so I expect them to say as soon as lunch is over. They should be able to turn it on before 9 o'clock tonight." So with that, I went back home and sat at my kitchen table until it was time to leave for work and sort of drummed my fingers until, and then as it approached go time, I began to look through my vast collection of hats. realizing that I wasn't going to be. This is the second time in a month that I've come to work sans bathing.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't stink, but I would say that by the end of the show, I'll do a pit check and see if there's any appreciable
odor. Well, the thing that kills you is the fact that today it's the hottest day of the year. It's going to be like 90 degrees
in
today.
Right, April. Right. Great. And I had the top down. And so at each traffic light, and there were many on the way in today, I was baking and sweating. And then it got so bad with the hat that I didn't want the hat to be sweaty when I came into work.
Sweating.
So I made the choice of taking the hat off and looking funny in traffic. And really, my hair sticks straight up.
That's
not
the style,
man. No, it's not that Ryan Seacrest sticks straight up.
But in traffic, who would know?
This is the home. Well, with the top down, it's pretty noticeable. And, because you're sitting there and you have the top down, and I remember there's this somewhat attractive woman who was directly in back of me.
Oh, I know what she said to you.
And do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
No, that was what they said at the city office's
water place
when I paid my bill. So I'm going to knock on wood and hope that by 9 o'clock tonight they get it turned back on.
Yeah.
Because I always like to take a nice long bath every evening when I go home with the candles around it.
Well, Mike, I just want to say this as your broadcast partner and your friend.
Yes, yes.
If the water is not turned on by 9 tonight, I'm afraid I will have to call Child Protection. Protective Services. Because don't you have your kids this week?
Guess what, though? Guess what? We did the big cleaning last night.
Ah.
That's usually a two or, you know, every 2 day affair, every 3 day affair with that age. And they did the full thing with the hair braiding and everything. And my kids are in a lot better shape today than
I am. Don't make me call the authorities tonight, Mike.
Child Protective Services.
This really shouldn't affect Mike because, as you know, he bathes in bottled water.
That's right. I filled the tub with Evian.
Pellegrino.
Yes.
Bubbles.
And the butler comes up and says, do you want sparkling or regular? Oh, I'll take sparkling today.
And that's Raymond, right? Raymond Diaz.
Yes, butler. Raymond Diaz, who is there wearing a morning coat. And Raymond's a little gamey today. He's a little gamier than normal.
So that tells me he's gamey like the second, in the nanosecond he walks out of the tub.
Yes.
That's how long it takes for the grime to get back.
Yeah, he doesn't use the tub in the house.
That's what he tells you.
He uses the hose outside.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there.
Just a little Wednesday note for you. Happy Wednesday, and in the words of Randy Jackson, I'd like to officially welcome you to the dog pound.
Okay, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah, last night, okay, American Idol. Yeah. Constantine, nice mascara, okay?
Homo.
He can't possibly suck enough.
Also, my fat boy, Private Pyle.
Yeah. He sucked too.
He's going to make it through, though, Mike, and they darkened his hair.
They did something. Well, they shaved the mustache off of him.
And they darkened his hair. It looks like chia pet hair that he's got now.
Do you think they darkened it, or has it just gotten a little longer?
No, you paint your bald spot, check it out. It's like, I'm sure it's not sprayed on, but it's a color to make
they the colored
fat,
his hair?
To make the fat boy's hair longer. And really, there's a part of me that just has to say, listen, I like Bo Bice as much as the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Buzz, you don't watch American Idol.
No, I don't.
So you'll be the perfect arbiter for this question.
Very good, Dan.
And this is a technical question. I think they're giving Bo Bice a free pass.
Okay.
The theme last night was that they had to sing dance songs from the 70s.
Right.
So you had the one chick sang the Donna Summer, MacArthur Park.
Yeah.
Fat Boy sang Everlasting Love by Carl Carlton. I don't know. They did a... Give me another song.
Von Zell sang I'm Every Woman.
I'm Every Woman, uh-huh.
Yes.
So then it comes to Bo Bice, and he gets to do Vehicle by Ides of March.
Mm, okay.
Which,
it's, as you said,
to my sensibility,
it's a rock song. Right?
It's a rock and roll
record. Not a dance song, a rock song.
Hey, Rob, do you have that? Where is Vehicle?
Yeah. Great rock song, as a matter of fact. Well, and also, not really in the genre last night, but certainly a perfect song for Bo.
Right.
I mean, it was a tailor-made song for Bo.
Which is a little suspicious, is it not? That he got that song while everybody else was doing four basically 70s dance tunes?
Now, my fat boy, the guy that beat his...
My fat boy!
Your fat boy.
Don every year adopts a misfit on American Idol. His misfit this year is Scott Sable.
Here's the song that he had to sing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I've got the original here by Carl Carlton.
That's also a great song.
It is, but just listen to the difference. It's okay, now this is 70s dance, but I think they tried to stay away from Disco Constantine with his eyeshadow.
This is what Scott Sable sang, right?
Did Nights on Broadway last night.
And it was like the same vibrato that he had.
But it's the point that...
But it's perfect for him. It's a perfect song
for him. It goes with the genre,
right. Okay?
So then it's Bo Bice, and I'm thinking, now, listen, there's no disco song. He can't handle a BG
right.
song.
Right.
Think even this song. Now, listen, if anything, this is closer to Chicago or Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Right. And you're a big fan of this song.
Yeah.
You play it a lot.
I love it. And I got news for you. It's only rock and roll, baby!
A perfect song for him.
The fix is in.
Yeah, it must be.
All the other schmucks have to sing the dumb disco songs.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's highly suspicious. It is custom tailored for him.
Who's to say that someone else in the group couldn't have gone back and said, God, I don't even know. I'm going to need a box here, a record, to look at one and pick one out.
I'm going to stick to my theory, though, that they're buying songs on the cheap. Whatever they can get the rights to cheaply, that's what they end up with.
I have a bigger pet peeve than that, though, for American Idol. And that was with my pick, Von Zell, when she got up and sang. And the background singers, I don't know who they're trying to impress.
They drowned her out, man.
It was insane.
Wow.
I was sitting there going, you know, what is the point of listening to one of the contestants when you've got the big, fat background singers that were screaming.
Wall of sound.
Their Chaka Khan last night. It was ridiculous.
Okay.
And you couldn't judge the singing performance.
Mm-hmm. performance. Let's get a prediction now about who's out tonight.
Now, are we going to do the bottom three again, like we did last week?
I don't even remember who's...
And first, I have to ask you, is the tracheotomy boy still in?
Yeah, yes, but he sucked again,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, he stinks. I mean, he's just horrible. He will be one in the bottom three tonight.
So will the Anwar. I think his performance in September was not great.
I'm going to agree with you, and now it's just a toss-up. I think it's going to be Fat Boy.
And then
again,
I throw Fat Boy in, and I have to say the loser tonight is the tracheotomy boy. That's what my money's on.
If it is, we can only hope.
Well, you know what? Then we're all three in agreement, because I actually wrote that down in advance.
All right. Look at that.
So, Trake Boy, Sable, and Anwar.
Trake Boy.
BB. And again, he was wearing some garment that just made you stare at that divot.
So, it's Anwar, Sable, and Trake Boy.
And I think it's Trake Boy that's out. Who do you think's out?
I think Fat Boy goes this week. I think America wants to get rid of him.
He sang real pretty. Can't look at him. Can't talk to him. But he sings real nice.
He did sing it pretty, but I'm eager because I want to see his reaction more than anybody. You know he's going to go eventually, and I'm just impatient to see his reaction. But we'll have to wait and see. Trake Boy's been given a free pass. Trake Boy's got a big voting block.
He's hung in there.
I know what it's going to be. When Scott Sable finally loses, it's going to be. You take the microphone.
Ryan. Yo, what's up? I want to say, I got nothing for love but my mom and my aunt out there. And all you guys don't have the courage to do what I do. Look what I got right now. Look what this gun in my mouth. Hey, F you.
Four shots to his Or do you think he's going to light up the studio?
No, I'm indicating he will. I did it backwards. He shouldn't have put the gun in his mouth.
He'll end with that, right?
He will kill Simon. He will kill Paula. He will kill Randy. He will kill Ryan Seacrest. Then he will turn the gun on himself.
It'll be a television first.
And it'll be their highest rated episode.
Yeah, wow.
The best ever.
Is it a half hour or an hour tonight?
I think it's a half an hour. Really? Dr. Phil, what is it tonight?
Do all of us a favor. Oh, and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
Hey. It's an angry Dr. Phil.
Must be.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. Anyway, that's pretty great American Idol stuff from last night. That is just a queer show, and I know I'm an idiot for loving it the way that I do.
Yeah, it's hard to judge the level of talent. I'm kind of addicted to the show, so you get cloudy when that happens, but I don't think these performers are up to the standards of previous episodes.
That's what I'm hearing.
Here's the thing. I think, now, there's a part in my mind that I'm fighting this, the fact that I'm a fan of this show, because I really shouldn't be. You know, I'm going to be 47. I shouldn't be acting like a teenage girl about this. I think what it is seriously, the bright lights, the competition, and the fact that it's almost like during football season.
Yeah.
Having something to look forward to. That on Tuesday night, I'm going to get... Now, granted, it's not, NFL, and I'm making an awful argument here, but it's something in this world where they're so... even though I watch TV all the time...
In 24, you always look forward to 24. How does this compare to the way you look forward to Idol?
No, American Idol is the closest thing. Now, football is beyond.
Right.
Okay?
I know you look forward to this night more than any when we see somebody get voted out.
The cruelty night, it's like you're going to know that there's going to be a game that's going to come down to overtime tonight. Right. You know it's going to happen. Mm.
It is appointment television, and it's two nights.
Oh, I hate it when you say appointment television. It's like you read Entertainment Tonight.
But it is, Don. It's appointment
television. What is appointment television?
That is stuff that you make time for.
Mike, it's so exclusive. You have to make an appointment to view it.
Every
you know, like must-see TV?
I've never done that in my life.
You have TiVo.
Huh?
You have TiVo. That's sort of like having an appointment book.
You know, that's wrong. I have done it. I did it in the old days, in the old Saturday Night Live. We all did it. My whole
that was
class did it.
Yeah.
But I get psyched about it. It's like, okay, Tuesday. Oh, good, good. You know, singing tonight. And then tonight, the real one I like.
I don't think I've ever turned down a better offer for TV.
Turned down a better offer for what TV?
Well, like if there was a great dinner or something like that, or a good party to go to. I don't think I've ever... You know, I even before TiVo, I think that, I don't think I ever said, I can't do that because such and such is on.
I did on the first season of 24. We were supposed to go out to dinner in New York City, and I turned you guys down because it was the last episode of 24.
Oh, okay.
So that was, but I had invested 23 hours, so I was ready to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't think so either, but I know that we've been places, my wife and I have been places when, like, sports are on, And we've been on vacation. We were on vacation one time in, like, I don't know, some third world country. Where the weather was nice, but they had barbed wire up everywhere, so you couldn't leave the little area that you're at. And it must have been close to Florida, because I was getting a, I remember it was like back in the day, it was the Miami Dolphins, Indianapolis Colts,
right.
In the late 80s on NBC. And it was on a fuzzy screen.
Are we going to count professional sports? Because that I have made appointments for. I've made a few thousand appointments.
I think most guys have for sports.
Sports is different than entertainment.
Right. For regular TV. Uh-huh. I guess I did for the last Seinfeld. I made sure that I was home for the last Seinfeld.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the event, the big event. But I've never canceled a social event for television, not since the invention of the VCR.
Yeah, I mean, you can always record something that you really want to see. I like TV to surprise me. Like, I like on a crappy TV night.
Good luck on that.
Like a Friday night or a Saturday night when you're home and you're flipping around and all of a sudden you see something on HBO and it's like, oh my God.
A gem.
I had that happen recently. Like, within
so
the month,
rarely.
I had that with Goodfellas. I was like a little kid because Goodfellas was coming on.
Oh, I mentioned it. It's on 512 all the time. It's on Cinemax.
Just recently they've started running.
Like they just put it in here's a movie they don't play for 5 years.
Right.
And then decide over 2 weeks they're going to play it 30 times.
Fine with me.
Over 2 weeks. No, I agree.
Now if they can just follow it up with Casino again.
Then,
because Casino's been out of circulation for a while.
Casino is exclusive to Stars.
Would you be, I'd almost be.
Encore.
I'd almost be more into Casino now than I am into Goodfellas. Because I haven't seen Casino as much.
Should have Goodfellas memorized.
Here's the thing.
Exactly.
I've seen Casino more on DVD.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, like when I travel. It's always a go-to movie on the plane for me.
Right.
Always it is. Casino.
Casino's awesome.
Without fail. And it's great for any flight because the movie's like 3 hours long.
Isn't Scorsese making another gangster movie? I heard he is.
Yes, yeah. With a bunch of young, young pretty boys.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay. Huh.
Hello? Are you there? Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes. Who is this? The new Pope? Well, what's happening?
He's calling from his bunker.
What's happening?
You think they'll bring back Cliff Clavin on Cheers now that...
disconnected. Well executed.
Thank
should
you,
be
thank
executed.
You for the, thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Joker.
Hey, it's Private Pile.
It's Scott Sable.
Hi, Randy Jackson, Joker.
Hi, Joker.
This is my microphone.
Wouldn't it be great if they got him in the urinal, like back in that red Coca-Cola room, and Scott Sable was sitting underneath the urinal like Private Pile?
Wouldn't he be great in a jumpsuit?
Oh.
Seriously, if you were counseling him on his fashion, put him in one of those Francis from Pee Wee Herman jumpsuits. With Scott Sable in that outfit, it'd be
Francis.
Perfect.
Francis! The big story around the radio station, late in the day yesterday, we're going to use it in our opening today as a fact that, as you know, they are trying to polish a turd here at this radio station.
Uh-huh.
One of our good friends, Tammy, who used to work here, one of the people who escaped working at this place and is out having a wonderful life now.
Oh, does she look great? She just looks like she's not a care in the world.
Of course, she doesn't work here anymore. She came back with her daughter, Danielle, today, and she was looking around, and she said she worked here a long time. She was a lifer like us. She mentioned that she had never seen the building and the surroundings look crappier or more worn down or more like we're working in a junkyard.
Yeah, she's just forgotten.
And no, she...
you might be right about that.
And we were telling her, no, listen, they're really fixing things up around here.
New coat of paint.
And that leads to the debacle that's going on now about the carpeting that they're installing upstairs, which we heard late in the show. Now, listen, there are a lot of people on the show that we talk about and a lot of people we mention by name. The two ladies that really run this radio station are Gogo Gomez and J-Law. The ladies that work back in the sweatshop.
Right.
They do all the grunt work, most of the real grunt work here at the radio station.
Right.
They're back there with those, what are those pottery things? Those pottery wheels?
The pottery wheels.
And
they've got a kiln and a wheel, a pottery wheel.
Very hot.
And they've also got that old-time stitching thing where the chick had to, like, do the bicycle.
A loom.
A loom, thank
right.
you, Mike.
They've got a loom and a spinning wheel.
Yeah, and they use the spinning wheel to turn straw into gold.
Exactly.
That's how they keep their job.
That's how they do it.
So anyway.
Right next to the goose that laid the golden egg.
That's right. She's still here.
Go-Go Gomez says yesterday, Robbie Gomez, who's of these two women.
Yes.
Who are friends of ours and keep the station going.
Right.
We have a more vocal relationship with Joan Latta.
Yeah, we talk to her.
Jayla, we scream at her, actually. When we see her, we scream, Jayla!
Shout her
right,
name.
Right.
Enjoy.
And Robbie Gomez has worked, this is the second station now she's worked at with us, Mike.
That's correct.
From way back in the day.
So we've known her just about as, I think maybe Shondell would be somebody we've known about the same amount of time.
So my point is that we know Robbie and we trust Go-Go Gomez.
Right.
And yesterday, right over here.
By the window.
She gives me one of these, like, come here, come outside. I go, what? And she said, come outside. Now, she never asks me to come outside for anything. I go, you know, thinking, finally, but I hit the jackpot.
Sure, right. Step outside.
I get out there and I go, hey, what's happening, Robbie?
I gotta have you now.
She says, have you seen the carpeting upstairs? And I said, no, I've not seen it. She said, it's nice if you like dog poop.
Well,
and I said, what do you mean? She said, just go look at it yourself. You have animals. You have dogs.
Right.
Tell me if the carpeting upstairs doesn't look like it's been pet stained.
Yeah.
So, we have, I believe, samples?
Yes, we have swatches.
Of the carpeting?
I'm late.
Is that going to be the same look that we would get if we saw it all laid out?
I don't know. We're going BA first. I think she has...
Border, too.
Hello?
Border.
Hello, Joe.
She's on her way in.
How are your Cheetos today, Joe?
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Best Cheetos I ever had.
Good.
Bye, Joe. And now here is BA with the samples. So we're gonna take a look. We're gonna take a look at them before we decide and call Robbie Gomez upstairs. See if these look like they have had animal poops on them.
It looks like some of those patterns you see that if you get far enough back from it, you can see a picture.
It looks almost.
Yeah.
Now hold on. Let me look at it on the floor. Well, I don't. You know, I don't know.
What do you think? Blue with brown or brown with blue?
I think it's definitely brown with blue.
I understand what she's saying.
I'm about ready to officially back her on that.
It looks...
stained.
She's right. It looks
I was really prepared to have an open mind on this. She's absolutely right.
Like, it looks like a pack of dogs. Hello, hi, Go-Go Gomez.
Hello.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, how are you?
We are looking at the snatches of
the swatches. The swatches.
Swatches.
The word is
Don.
Swatches. He was confused.
Of the carpeting and the critics love snatch. And damn if you're not right.
I can tell they spared. If you really want to tell, I mean, I know a little bit about carpeting. When you do this, you can really can really tell that they spared no expense.
Why? What are you doing?
It's about the thread count. It's about the weave, the tightness of the weave. Fold it back, and if you can see the weave that the pile is woven through, then it's not a good carpeting.
Well,
for example, as you fold this over, it looks like the beltway. You could drive a car through it.
This will last
6 to 9 months.
But Robbie, your complaint was not with the quality; it was with the look of it. That it looks like dogs have gone to the bathroom on it.
Well, I may have been a little too precipitous.
No, not a lot.
No, listen, now that we look at them under the light, and especially if Rob holds it up, it sure does look like they were all... Hold yours up again. You know what it looks like? If I got home and I saw that, I would think... I'm going to have to scrape all of that dried dog poop off the blue carpeting.
I think it looks like another substance. I think it looks like a dog got sick.
One end or another.
It's the randomness of the brown pattern.
It's the yellow baby poop. You remember when you first got your baby poop?
Yes.
Well, you know what the yellow looks like? It's the color of corn. And so the yellow highlights in the brown suggest to me corn. Why do you see it upstairs in bulk?
Who picks the colors here?
President Hughes did, right?
Why do we always have to have this battleship blue?
Charlie picked them.
Michael picked the colors.
Yeah, that's right. President Hughes picked the colors.
What a nice color.
Like, this is nice. This would be a nice blue carpet day if you could only take away the visual image of every dog in Fairfax County coming by and dropping a load on it.
It's great carpet for a radio station that has one good microphone.
Well, I suppose, you know, we are getting new carpet. Technically, we're getting new carpet. What are we complaining
about? But it looks like crap, literally. It looks like dog crap. There you go. Robbie, you're absolutely right.
It's not going to match with the walls.
No, you're right.
Painted.
What color are they painting the walls upstairs?
Like sort of a gray blue.
Sure. Because we've got the blue down here. It's a more of a powder blue.
They put it in the green room.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which looks like lime sherbet now.
Right.
There's no green in the carpet.
That's true.
Did any of the paints that they poured the buckets out of, did any of them say oops on them?
Hey, oopsie. Hey, Go Gomez, may I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
How do you not kill yourself at the end of a day after working here?
Well, you know, working for a fine company like this and excellent managers like Michael and Jeff.
Yes.
I'm thankful every day.
Oh, that's very good. We all are.
You have to read the message into this. These are the people that she'd like to cast her spell on.
Wait.
What?
Yes, Michael Hughes, a great communicator.
Okay, right. I hear the people person.
All right. We got you. Okay, well, listen, your complaint about the carpeting is duly noted.
Yes, and we validate everything you had to say.
Duty noted.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Robbie.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
There's Robbie. She's one of the people who really works around here.
It ain't the kind of thing you're going to stand up and applaud, that's for sure. If it's gray or brown, it'll be in this radio station. Is that the color they're going to put in that hallway with that color?
I guess.
Yeah, and in the green room, like she said.
I guess.
Which will really bring out the yellow in the carpet.
Wow. I think Vinny Testaverde is the designer.
The colorblind quarterback.
Thank you, Mike, for picking up on that. Because he's the only colorblind guy that I know of.
Used to affect him in certain games, right?
That's why...
He used to have a particular team that he had a hard time with.
I think it was the Cleveland Browns.
Right, the Browns.
Because they had nothing on their helmet. And
right.
No, or was it if a team wore...
It was a subtle... If they were... When Vinny Testaverde was playing for Tampa,
all white, was that it?
It might have been the Browns. It was somebody who played against Tampa who had similar color schemes. If there were shades of difference, he'd have a lot of trouble.
Look, I can't wait till this carpet is installed so I can scoot across it on my butt.
Like a good hound.
Everyone else has.
Wow.
It offers enough abrasion. I think it'll be good and itchy.
Man, oh man.
Okay, so that's the story with that. Oh, what is going on here? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
There's an online poll on MSN today. I guess all the 13-year-old girls in America are voting. It said, who would you vote for? You know, the American Idol poll.
Right.
And Bo was the top vote getter, 17%. Anthony was second at 17%.
Okay, hold on.
Anthony's the navel on the throat.
Let me just stop you right there because you're working with, even though there are a broadcast partner, AOL, for broadband.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, AOL's got that list of the 100 greatest Americans of all time. That includes Carrot Topper or some other idiot like that. No, I know who it was. It's the guy with the... the guy whose TV show my wife was on.
John Edwards.
Oh, yes. John Edwards, right. Crossing Over.
Great right, America. That guy. He deserves to be on there.
Not the politician.
Hello, Don and Mike. Washington. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, more on the Scott Sable file. You guys ever notice, I know you do, at the end when they're giving the phone numbers, he holds up his little fat fingers. It looks like he's holding up like two open cans of Vienna sausages.
He does. No, you know what? I'll give you a chime time on that. He does have the vicious fat little fingers. You are correct.
You know, I think it was the TV writer in the Post who we don't like, but it made me laugh when she wrote the thing about how he got eliminated from the bottom three when they gave him the free pass. And normally they hug both of the people.
And he walked right by.
I forgot how she described the fact that he just shot over to the set, you know, without even acknowledging the other two. He is so much fun to watch. If he gets voted out tonight, I've got a love-hate relationship with him.
Oh, that show is great, and he will not be voted out tonight, Mike. Not a chance.
You said he wouldn't be in the bottom three last week, and he was in the bottom three.
Well, what do I know? I'm a stupid disc jockey.
Really? You got your Kreskin powers going, but you've picked some of these misfits over the years.
I just know.
Your adopted son.
America loves a good tard.
Every year it's in a different adopt. Last year was John Peter Lewis. This year it's Scott Sable.
That's the only reason that people are keeping him in, because it's like...
Entertainment.
I watched...
I I'm thinking of you every time I see Scott Sable now, because you always manage to pick one contestant who you fuse yourself to.
From the beginning.
I'm not sure if your heart's really in this one, though. I think you might be faking it a little bit.
You thought my heart was in it with JPL?
JPL, you felt genuine affection for because he was so goofy. This Scott Sable, you got to work a little harder, too. Because there's really no redeeming quality in
him. He simply is the worst of the best.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, he's the guy who sucks the most.
Right.
He's fat. He's got a record.
But normally along with fat goes jolly and kind of innocent and pleasant. No, and he's fat and
angry.
Highly unpleasant.
He's very angry. Like I said, wait for him to just go off any week.
I don't want him voted off.
Hello?
I want him to see him in the bottom three tonight.
Don and Mike, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah, you just described our carpeting.
Right.
That's it.
Absolutely.
See ya.
All right, no chime for you, though.
Yeah. That's all we need is plug.
Dance, monkey.
Plug, plumbing.
Dance. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Bo Bice. Hey, I don't dance for anybody.
What?
I don't dance for anybody. I'm nobody's monkey.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Bo. I will not dance for you.
Bo, do you think the producers at American Idol could get you an implant for that left side of your teeth? You got that big gaping hole, which is why you smile weird.
Don and Mike, hello.
Guys, the fix is on.
The fix is on? You mean the fix is in?
The fix, well, that too.
The race is on. The fix is in.
Thanks, Buzz. Hey, now, think about it, though. If you watch back
the show... The heat is in.
You watch back the show. When, like, Fat Boy is singing, there's no decent lighting. There's no effects on his vocals.
Right in.
It's very dry. Then you get somebody like Bo at the end, who's God knows where he pulled that song.
Everything
out.
You say, you are right in the money.
Thank you. You know, I can be a dumbass.
We all can.
You know what I'm saying? As the brothers say.
Yeah.
Right in.
Carry in, my wayward son.
Just having fun.
It's beautiful, boys.
On is the loneliest number.
Don, you know why you like Scott Sable?
Why?
Because you are on touch with America.
I move. Oh, I did one instead of. God, I forget what the game is.
It's the in or on game. It's replacing on where in should be and in where on should be.
I'm on with the out crowd.
Right.
I'm in with the out crowd.
The on
crowd.
Clap in. Clap off.
Or the aha song, Take In Me.
Is Scott from Andiana?
Oh, man.
On God we trust.
You know what? I tell you, that carpeting looks like somebody upstairs is on continent.
I was watching Trank Boy, and it looks like he has an Ani in his throat.
I've not said
it's a naval joke.
Yeah. I've not said anything. I feel invisible.
Bingo! Welcome to the party.
There you go. As always, last to arrive. Hi, everybody. It's me, last to arrive.
Well, somebody's got to drive.
You're in top of it. You're in top of it.
Hello. I'm not in Mike's show. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
You're in the air.
Yeah, have you all noticed on American Idol how Paula Abdul looks like she's drunk?
Yes,
thank you for that astute comment.
I like
thank
that
you.
About her.
Yes, we've noticed that. Not only is she drunk, she's on some kind of farms. And
she last night, Don and I were talking in the office, that
the arms
look totally out of it and jumping up way too much.
She gets those scarecrow arms going in the air when she jumps up and down constantly.
She appears to be drunking.
No, I thought you were going to say she appears to be inebriated.
I just want to... I think she's
in something.
She's in something, yeah.
I'm sorry.
We got to break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. Official site of our show. Ben Affleck is engaged.
Oh, really? Got engaged to Jennifer Garner?
Yep. Just happened.
What is the deal with him? He's anxious to take that walk down the aisle, isn't he?
That poor girl. I mean, she's not like J-Lo. You know what I mean? Jennifer Garner, I think she's got a little more on the ball than J-Lo.
I agree.
I think he's very eager to have relations with her, and I don't think they want to out of wedlock.
Listen, there's no way that Ben Affleck wants to get into her pants so bad he'd marry her.
No, I mean, they've had relations. Don't believe what he said. He was doing that thing where he sounds serious.
To a point.
He didn't mean that.
They've had relations
to a point. The beast. They've made the beast with two backs.
They've only petted?
That's it.
To a point?
Not even heavy petting, just medium.
I think he wants to be a daddy.
You think?
Yeah. Mm.
I bet he might be already.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, right. I mean, who knows? Isn't he one of those guys?
Does he get married at the courthouse?
That's not why Travis is getting married, Mike, on Friday.
I just heard it. I'm sorry.
Chosen.
Yeah, not true. Chosen. Very much top of
Travis mind. Bickle, who's one of our behind-the-scenes guys, is getting... Hey, well, he has to get married on Friday. That's why we understand. It's at the courthouse.
It's at the courthouse.
It's at the courthouse.
We're all going.
I'll see you there.
He doesn't know it, though.
Can't you focus on the joy that he passed the syphilis test?
He had to study for it.
Nobody knew, right, till today? I mean, I didn't know
I knew
today.
He was getting married. Yeah. I didn't know he was getting married this Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
There was another marriage that came up today, and that's the marriage of Joe Ardinger and
Joe.
And Tracy, baby.
Right.
That
good luck getting Joe in a courthouse.
I tried to pin Joe down on the date, and Joe said that apparently the wedding plans had been put off temporarily because of his 2-week suspension without pay.
Oh, all right.
Very good.
Setback.
I understand
that. That's what's happening there. Joe is still planning to get married.
Had they set a date prior to that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know what?
But the date they haven't set has been pushed back now because of the financial setback.
The date they haven't set.
So right. Hi, Joe. So now you'll have to send out the card saying, don't set the date.
Don't
yet.
Circle your calendar.
Don't set the date.
When we get married, we're just going to run off and do it.
Is that the way you plan to do it?
Yeah, and so we're trying to get we're putting ourselves into a financial position to do it sooner, and now it looks like we'll just be doing it later.
Joe, have you been around the horn once?
No.
Has Tracy?
Yes.
Oh, she has. Okay. So you guys want to just kind of elope to maybe Vegas or something like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how I've always wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be all settled down.
Churches and courthouses, I'll go up in a plume of smoke.
Okay. And listen, put Beth Ann on, would you please?
I wanted to come to the wedding and bring a gift.
No, we're going
to
throw a huge party when we come back.
Oh, that's how. Okay.
Everybody's going to come and drink and dance and it all.
Okay. There you go. But he's registered at White Castle. Put that.
Not a bad choice.
Put that land bag on the phone.
Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, here she is. Hi, B.A. No, I'm kidding. Joe is registered at Rite Aid.
I thought it was CVS.
That thing was about the munchies. I was just trying to make a joke. Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ's sake, B.A., we're not the team.
Tell us about your big personal appearance tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm going to be at Singular Wireless in the Reston Town Center. From 11 to 1.
Is this continuing your Singular Wireless tour?
Well, they've asked me back, Mike.
That's good. That's good stuff.
For
Christ's sake, B.A., my nose is busting.
What will you be doing, B.A., at this appearance?
Well, we'll be raising the bar again with the limbo bar.
Oh, a limbo contest.
Limbo contest.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My
raising the bar, but we'll be lowering it. But see, Singular raises the bar.
That's right.
Right.
Do you find a lot of business phones on their lunch hour light to limbo?
If they don't think they want to, by the time they get to me, they'll want to.
Excellent.
She makes them want to limbo.
Yep.
And will you be teaching people how to send dirty text messages?
Always.
Okay. Do you limbo to a point?
Yes.
Don't we all?
Yes.
If a guy came into the cellular place tomorrow and said, you're Beth Ann, right? You're B.A.? And you said, yeah, that's me. What would you do with B.A. tapes?
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Are you part of this, B.A.?
Say the guy comes in and he says, you're Beth Ann, right? Hey, I'll buy a phone, but how about some petting? What would you do?
If it's the right guy?
If it was just petting to a point. What if he just wanted to stroke your hair?
I would think he was a little freaky.
But see, the thing is, you're so eager to please on these little things where you go out with the client. Like, the reason you're doing the limbo
Who's the account executive for this account?
Shondell.
Oh, okay.
The reason that you're doing the whole limbo thing is because...
I say you can stroke her hair.
It's got something to do with the line, or right, or above the line, or below. Is that how you tied that in somehow? The limbo thing?
Raising the bar, I think.
Raising the bar.
Their slogan.
Raising
now.
The bar. So I guess my point is, you really at these functions will do anything to make it a positive experience for the client. You really...
For
unlike,
everyone who's there.
Unlike
everyone who's
unlike
there.
Unlike others, myself included, I'm the king of this, who are jaded about doing these appearances, you are still naive enough that you really want to go out tomorrow and, like, sell some phones and shake some hands and try to... Not even so much for the radio show, but because these people are paying your appearance fee, right?
Correct. And I don't think it's my job to sell any phones. I think it's sort of...
Oh, you'll see.
My job to get the people... in there.
Would you ever see yourself giving out a phone number at one of these appearances?
My phone number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
I mean, if a guy came up and chatted you up and you were convinced that he might be the one.
Hot guy.
Say a guy came up and he looked kind of like Jonathan, but he was nicer.
Paul Gorgie.
Well, first, if you look like Paul Gorgie or was kind of like Jonathan, made me laugh. I would look at his shoes, see what kind of shoes they were, if he had shoes on at all.
Very important.
I would help him back to his car, you know, just kind of see, you know, if it's a registration, is it a good plate, is it a nice car, is it clean?
A good plate.
And you could run the plate, of course.
Right, with my cop friends.
He's going to eat off his plate.
Yeah, would you raise his bar?
Oh, Rob. Rob, you naughty boy.
He's kidding, of course.
Just entertaining the client.
Wow.
Don't you get out of here right now, I'm going to punch your BA.
All right, BA, where is your appearance tomorrow? It's at the, in the Reston Town Center?
Correct, the Singular Wireless, 11 to 1.
11 to 1, that's when all the fun is.
It's going to be fun.
Any food out there for people that might want to come by?
You betcha, pizza.
Oh, wonderful, pizza.
What about pony rides for the kids?
Any balloons?
We're working on
hot
that.
Hot dogs?
All right,
thank you.
All right,
you got to get balloons.
They're the ones that have that new Razor phone, too.
I hope somebody goes out there tomorrow to see her. I really hope some of our listeners show up.
I think they should. I think what a better way to spend a Thursday.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be kind of gray tomorrow.
Hey, Tom Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Think you could get out to the Reston Town Center tomorrow morning?
Let me put an appeal out to a good friend of mine that we were just discussing, Raymond Diaz.
Hello.
That'd be nice.
Don and Mike show.
Ron Sear, RJ.
Hello.
Has she met Raymond? She should.
Hello.
Rob Grippy.
You are on the air.
Dennis.
Huh? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I was just listening to your show.
Hello.
And yes. I'm just appalled at the degrading of people that you're talking about.
Yeah. Who have we spoken about, ma'am?
This music show with these young kids.
What, American Idol?
Yes.
What do you mean? What about it, honey?
Well, you're calling them fat and trach boy and...
Well, the boy has had a tracheotomy and the other boy is fat.
And we're fat. We're fat, too. We talk about ourselves that way also.
Children and teaching these children.
Pardon? What? You interrupted. What?
I'm hoping you don't have young children and this is the way you're teaching.
I have young children.
Mine's grown and he's in prison.
Well,
he went out and killed one of my listeners.
Well, no, I'm not one of your regular listeners.
My children are both 9 and 7, and both of them are trained in how to properly use a firearm.
So you just happened to stumble by the show today?
Yes, I did.
Is it really that how it happened?
And it won't be on my radio again.
Well, I will die happy.
Well, good.
You old bag.
Thank you.
You old stinking bag of bones.
That came out. It's been a good long time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a very positive sign.
I like that.
And if you're not a regular listener, I recommend fiber. That would be my advice.
That is an old morning show good positive sign. That's a terrific positive happy sign.
What an old hag. Hey, was that a setup call or was that real?
No, I think.
Now, she had that tone. I just think that.
Joe. Well, how is that possible? Here he is. Hi, Joe. Was that a real lady or was that just someone goofing?
That was a real lady, and I looked her up.
Oh, good.
You did your backwards thing?
Yeah. And let me spell her last name for you.
Oh, don't.
I don't want to say it on the air.
Oh, he's
going to write it down. You're not going to spell it out.
But apparently it's priceless.
She's waiting for another great gag from Joe. Okay.
It's true,
and
though.
Her name is... Okay. All right. Well.
Wonderful.
I mean, like Davy Jones' Locker in Time.
You should tune in Deadwood.
Like, remember...
Different Strokes.
Remember the Alamo.
Watch that show, Deadwood.
Deadwood.
Hell, they'll have you believing in that in no time.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hello.
Hey, this lady will appreciate this story from... the future leaders of tomorrow. I teach at the high school, and a young lady walked through the door of my classroom with 4 on her left cheek and 20 on her right cheek, her face, that is. And so I sent her down to the office, and come to find out that she had advertised the fact that she had a dime bag in her locker. So
There's tomorrow's leader today.
Wow. I guess she won't be attending school tomorrow. So,
that's right. So I got all her homework ready for it.
And a special teachers meeting after school today, I'm guessing.
That's pretty
absolutely
funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if you want to know whether it kills brain cells or not, that's pretty funny walking in with a 420 on your face.
The regular PSA.
Kind of, thank you, my friend.
Like the teachers wouldn't get it.
Kind of a tip-off. Now, do you think she had it 420 so that the people reading would see it, or 420 backwards so she could read it in the mirror? Like when they have ambulance?
Yeah, exactly.
That's backwards, so you see ambulance in your rearview mirror?
What a dope. Get
hello.
It?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was just going to mention that was a great advertising read you guys made during the last break for InStar.
They're a favorite client of ours.
Okay.
Very good.
That's funny. Some of you guys are funny today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, my sweet.
Hi there. Hello. Keep the secret, my sweet. Yes, lover.
I shall always keep the secret.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
All right, I got a tape of a new speech by the Pope.
Okay. Is this where you're going to play the Hitler tape?
No, I bet he's going to play a clip from Cheers. We'll sing.
Our kinsman knows it. His neck is broken. We are Jew haters because we are proud to be Aryans. It isn't true that we eat Jews every breakfast, but it is true that the Jew is slowly eating away at our future.
He's got a tape from a white supremacist.
We are Aryans. As surely as well.
You're listening to an exclusive tape of the Pope.
The Aryan race.
Have your record player run out?
Fades out.
Hello?
A gentle fade.
He's gone. What did I read about the Pope? Oh, I know what I read. First off, I think we're getting gypped in the fact that the other guy spoke 12 languages.
Right.
This guy speaks 4.
Really? Does he speak 4?
Yeah. I don't think it really mattered to the Hill of Beans, but the other guy could talk to more people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Also, this guy, besides his very conservative views, which we'll talk about a little later.
Right.
One of the main things on the bullet points on his bio,
yeah,
does not like rock and roll.
Oh, really?
Does not like rock and roll. And made a point of saying that the friendship that J.P.
Unlike Pope John Paul, who was a big headbanger,
hung out with Bono.
But he
did hang out with Bono,
and
right?
And Mike, that's just what I was going to mention. One of the things that the new Pope is, Pope Klink, is quoted as saying, Bono will not be invited back to the Vatican. That he ain't like that.
Yeah, well, the new Pope speaks 4 languages, and one of them is Pig Latin.
One, uno, bear. Kling.
Wow.
Kling.
Man, I can't understand this, like, rock and roll. He's 78 years old.
Wow. And they've got all kinds of German people now on the news.
Of course.
And
this is great.
And surprisingly, a lot of the Germans that I've seen on TV are upset because they think the guy is too German,
yeah,
for lack of a better term.
Well, yeah, and too conservative and, you know, too hard line. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think what you're dealing with is the guy that was so beloved, John Paul, and now this guy. But it's just the look of him, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So they're talking to everybody that's got anything to do with Germany. Why don't you just get my dog up there?
No. German Shepherd.
Hi, it's Lai King. We're here tonight with Colonel Klink. Yeah. A German Shepherd?
Yes, Larry, I am a German Shepherd, and I'm aware
something.
That the Pope is now German.
You're the dog of DJ Don?
Yes, I've been living in the Source House for quite some time now.
Does he like records?
He is a DJ, and seems to like many different forms of music, and plays it constantly in the house. He's not fond of piano, though.
Are you like Vinny Testaverde? Can you see colors?
I cannot see colors, but I was responsible picking out the carpeting at WJFK.
We're talking with Colonel Klink. Hi, folks. Say, King. Talking about the Pope with Colonel Klink. Colonel Klink.
Yes. Yes, hi. It's hot
out. I'm curious.
Yes.
Why you chase the cats?
The cats are smaller, and they have much worse attitudes than dogs, and we enjoy chasing them. We never catch them, but it's fun. It's the way I get my high. It's the way I get my exercise. The dog is right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, you were talking to my mother earlier. I can't believe you talked to my mother that way.
Oh, your mom's a sweet lady. Yeah. Would you get out of here?
Never call again.
Hi, folks. Lay King here with Colonel Klink discussing...
Hi, Larry.
Discussing the German Pope. Colonel Klink.
Yes, Larry, I'm here. Hold on just a second, if I could. I just had a slight drink of water and we continue with the interview.
Of course, Germany's got the Pope. We're here with Colonel Klink, the German Shepherd.
Hi, Larry.
Owned by the DJ.
Hi.
Colonel Klink.
Yes?
Milk bones or liver snaps?
I'm partial to milk bones in that I'm a larger dog, and they are easier for me to catch.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Why are you smelling the dog's butts?
It seems to be a way of identifying where they've come from, what they've had for dinner, and it's just a great tradition of dogs that I enjoy. I've never met a butt that I didn't want to sniff. Thank you, Larry. I understand I'm going to get a treat at the end of this interview, and perhaps you're going to give me a new dog toy.
Now, let's get this straight. Slay King, I'm here with Colonel Klink.
Hold on just a second.
The German Shepherd dog of famous DJ Don Geronimo talking about the German Pope.
Very hot day. Another drink here. Oh, who put Welch's purple grape juice in there?
That'll give you the oopsies.
I don't want the oopsies, and then I'll have to drag my butt across the carpet.
People don't eat bones.
Mm-hmm.
But you do, right?
I enjoy every bone. I eat anything I can really get myself into. As a matter of fact, sometimes when I eat the wrong thing, like chocolate, I soil Don's house.
Yeah.
Completely and totally.
When Daddy, it's Don, when Daddy gets upset, do you make the oopsie?
I do.
And does he get upset if you make an oopsie?
He has a tendency occasionally to raise his voice. That's when I will occasionally lay an oopsie right on the carpet, whichever room I'm in. I do not discriminate the quality carpeting or the tile. I know they prefer me to do my oopsies in the kitchen, but I do them on the carpeting.
Do dogs care about who the Pope is?
Nine. We could care less. That's about all. The Pope doesn't affect us that way.
Hi, folks. Lay King.
Hi, I'm Colonel Klink, Don's German Shepherd.
One final question on this new German Pope here with this German Shepherd.
Yes, Larry.
Why is it, if I scratch you right in that spot on your stomach, why is your left leg go all spastic?
Larry, these are the mysteries of the world. Involuntary response that I can't possibly explain. It's the same reason I chase my tail. Without any chance of catching it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hi. I can tell you what 420 means on that girl's face.
No kidding.
I was hoping someone could.
You know, we've been asking Buzz now for years that all the kids have been calling about this.
Oh, so you already know?
Well, weren't you aware of the fact that we all knew?
No.
Including the teacher. The teacher knew. That's why the girl got in trouble.
Oh, okay, because I teach at a high school, too.
Here's what I thought 420 was.
And I'm in a trailer, and some kids were behind my trailer smoking weed today,
right.
And the smoke was inside my trailer.
Oh, right.
Wow. Oh, really?
Well,
was this the first time that you had clued into 420 yourself?
Yes.
Well, here with the teacher.
I found out.
How many years have you been teaching?
32.
Do you shake your leg when you sleep like a dog does?
You know, you got to give her slack. If she had said 4, 5, I would have been concerned.
Right.
32, she's a different generation, that's okay.
Comparatively a new thing.
And like nobody in my generation ever did that.
Slay King, I thought when she said 420, we're talking about a weight.
Now, are you being sarcastic when you say nobody in your generation ever did that?
Yes, I'm being sarcastic.
Well, then how come you didn't know, like, 10 years ago what 420 meant?
I guess I just didn't know, I just really didn't know because I don't know.
Well, dogging with that out-of-touch school teacher.
Did you think it was the dyslexic's favorite television show?
Well, I really didn't know. I just thought it was someone's birthday or something.
Well,
are you
is,
a pothead, but... Mrs. H?
Tell us about Puff the Magic Dragon.
Do you pass on grass?
Have you ever inhaled?
Yes. Yeah. And today I really did, because it came into my trailer via the air conditioning down. Oh,
did you get a contact high?
I had a great day today, believe me.
Yeah, see?
We're talking to a teacher at Joseph Ottinger Junior High.
It seems that several of the students were outside the trailer smoking weed, and the smoke got into a trailer, causing her to get high.
When you accidentally got the contact high,
right.
Did you get
I'm going to be putting an ashtray back there.
Did you get an oopsie?
Now you're getting funnier, lady. Did you find a strong desire to go to the cafeteria?
Yes, I did. I really wanted some brownies, but all I had were some Cheetos.
And then did you sit down to watch a soap opera, and you found that you really couldn't follow it?
No. I just got home from school, in fact.
Do you find the kids, because of the date, tend to smoke the marijuana more today?
I think so.
Yeah. Shouldn't you be watching Oprah? Is it Oprah on right now?
No, I just want to let you know that not all of us old bags are like that one that called before who sounded like a total tightwad.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you teach?
What do I teach? English.
English, that's great. You got some good kids, too?
I have great kids.
Yeah, and the good kids, some of the good kids are probably getting high right now.
I bet a lot of those kids you think are good kids are not really such good kids.
Yeah, the good kids, in fact, the really good ones are sometimes the worst. Don't you think that's true?
Sometimes.
We're talking with a lady school teacher.
Some will be great writers.
How do you feel about a German Shepherd commenting on the Pope?
A German Shepherd?
My dog, the German Shepherd, Colonel Klink. We're here with Colonel Klink. Colonel Klink, you've heard this lady on the phone.
Hi, yes, Larry. I'm listening to the teacher from high school who got high.
Yes. I didn't get high, really. If they find out, I could get fired. It's just that
it's a Larry King exclusive. Teachers getting high.
Larry,
an epidemic that's now sweeping the nation.
Larry, this is Don's dog, Klink. May I interject something? This is a revelation. I must make a confession right now.
Huh?
In your neighborhood, there were some neighbor children that actually blew smoke into my face one day. And I became all woozy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I too have smoked marijuana.
I think, actually, you might want to head back to the trailer in about 3 or 4 minutes, because it's almost 4:20 on the
there we go.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Right. 5 minutes to go.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Good thank luck. You.
Bye-bye, Miss Gulch.
Large Marge.
There she goes.
Check it.
I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
Okay, that
Ed?
Was...
Ed?
That was good. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Word from Dr. Phil.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
Oh, for Christ's sake,
many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
I don't think Dr. Phil's talking about our beloved VA.
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
Wow.
If VA finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
That's right. And as you mentioned, the VA's got an appearance tomorrow. Hello, Tom? Hey, Tommy.
Tommy Joe?
Gavin?
Tag?
Did you have a ride?
He's on the line. Hello. Oh, there he is. Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, very, very urgent that tomorrow you make it to the Reston Town Center to Beth Ann McBride's personal appearance.
Do you have a cell phone, Tom?
Yes, I do.
Is it singular?
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, that's great, Tom.
Then you should show up. I know Robbie probably has no idea. Show up and maybe Beth Ann can give you a customized ringtone.
Maybe you can limbo. How's your hip doing?
Good, man.
Is your hip doing well?
Yes, it is.
Good. Are you off the cane yet?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yep.
No cane at all?
No cane at all.
Wow. How do you spell cell phone?
S-A-L-L.
Right.
P-H-O-N-E.
Right.
Perfect.
You got it.
Cell phone.
Cell phone.
Perfect. So, Tom, it's very important. Beth Ann, really.
What time is it tomorrow?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And, Tom, you got to know the story, so please spell singular.
Singular?
Mm-hmm.
C-I-G-U-N-E-T.
Right. Right.
Cigunet.
And perfect. Finally, would you spell Beth Ann?
B-A-B-A-T-H.
Bobat.
That's right.
B-A, I've always given you 100%.
And how are you going to greet her when you get to the store tomorrow? Can you give her a nice loud greeting?
Yep.
Let's see what that'll sound like. Greet her with a roar.
You're like the monster. Cool. Okay, outstanding, Tom. Well, listen, make sure you go because Beth Ann wants to see you there, and she wants you to stay for the entire 2 hours. How will you get there?
By Fairfax Connected to 504.
Perfect.
Oh, good.
All right.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Absolutely.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Round and round. Round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
All day long.
Yeah, right. Very good, Tom.
Great job.
You were talking.
I wish Charlie.
He's right here, Tom. You want to talk to him?
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La.
Beth Ann would like to see. Beth Ann would like to see your face in the place.
In the place.
In the place.
You're going to be there, Tom.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Tom. We'll see you later. I got to go.
Bye.
All right, bye.
There he goes.
And Beth Ann, you're welcome.
Yes.
Just say you're welcome.
In advance.
Yeah, now,
no better way to start a party.
Kind of a special treat for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday, and we all know what that means. That it's USA Today, and it's Craig Wilson Day.
Uh-huh.
Now, we read Craig Wilson last week, but we've only been reading him when just the real Craig is just coming out so much that you can't help but enjoy the guy's column in USA Today.
Okay.
We read the one last week about how many guys he has met named Craig Wilson, or other famous people.
Famous Craigs like ballplayers.
Craig Wilson. Today's column is just so, so Craigy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go with it, but we have a special guest reader who will be reading the column with the gay list.
Wow. Very good.
Let's bring in our mystery reader. You've known him for years on the show as the newsmaker of the week. And he's the Nigerian nightmare.
Yes,
here he is, Timmy Obibene.
Timmy, how are you?
Timmy Obibene.
Sorry about Nigeria not getting the new pope.
Hey,
Timmy.
About that. Oh, welcome. That's the world's loss.
That's the world's loss.
As you know, Timmy is a guy that works around the station, has for a long time. We've had him on the show many times.
Right.
He's quite the ladies' man.
Yes, he's a lady killer.
And he's on that special diet.
Just grab that microphone, Timmy. Bring that right down in front of you. There you go.
Yeah, he's on that special diet. Only white meat. Only white meat for Timmy. I'm kidding. Timmy, Timmy likes some rare.
He likes medium rare.
He likes all kinds of
meat. Timmy is a multicultural womanizer.
Well done meat is fine with him.
Timmy, how is your love life right now? Is there a significant someone, a regular someone in your life right now?
Put it this way, I have friends.
You have friends?
He's still still the confirmed bachelor.
He's still the same.
Now, Timmy, you've heard us read this Craig Wilson stuff before, right?
Yes.
Before you read, and Timmy is a talented performer, on the show.
And a talented mimic, as we've demonstrated over the years.
All we ask while you're reading...
That's Mike Mimic and me.
While you're reading the Craig,
right.
You just put a little bit of this into it.
As best you can, Timmy.
Can you...
Really?
Homo!
Or however you can make it effeminate.
You know what we're looking for, Mike. Sure. Can you help him at all?
Timmy, it's just something like this. That's all you need to do.
Let me say,
hi, I'm Timmy.
Hi, I'm Timmy.
Perfect. You got it. You don't need any more practice.
Now,
you're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
Hey.
Bitch.
Oh, wow.
Now, from USA Today, a special guest reading by Timmy Obibene. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Before I left on vacation this month, I took all the plants that had wintered in the warmth of the house and put them out in the garden. Actually, I did it a couple of weeks ago. The woman at the local plant store advised me against it. It was too early, she said. Mother's Day at the earliest, she said. But I did it anyway. I've ignored her before. She told me once that live a reckless life.
Homo.
180-degree day is all it takes for me to fling open the windows, get out the shirts, and tell the Boston Fern it's time to get the spring breezes ruffle her frumpy front for a change. Last April, I put the plants out even earlier, and a few fern was in a state of shock for a while. She turned a lighter shade of pale and didn't really get her full coloring back until July. She made it, though. And now she's back for another season of soaking up the sun, soaking up the rain, and the smoke from the neighbor's grill.
Homo.
Every year this time, my partner, Jack, says he can hear the houseplants screaming at night when the temperatures take a dip. I've never heard a thing. I think he's making it up just to make me feel guilty. But I don't. I believe it's a good thing for them. Makes them strong. Like millions of you, I enjoy gardening. I just go about it my own way. Feelings like I've never. And I bet my Smith and Hawking hose that many of you do too. I don't know the names of most plants other than a fern or two and a rose, of course. I know a rose is a rose is a rose.
You're really trying to do the lisping.
He is great.
Doing
a great job.
You're great. Fantastic.
And I know the impatience, although for years I thought they were called impatience. I said they were impatient to get growing. I'm well acquainted with them because most of my garden is in the shade. And those little guys are the only thing that will produce for me. But the rest, a mystery. We had our garden redone a few years ago by our landscape architect who came in and planted all sorts of things I'd never seen or heard before. Quite exotic looking things bearing Latin names. Lucky for us, he left behind a blueprint. So when people ask what something is, I refer them to the plan. Otherwise, it's all a green blur to me.
What?
It's really green blur to him.
Oh, okay.
Right. We have a friend from Toronto who can name every plant alive.
Homo.
Not only in the confines of a small garden, but also when walking through the woods with a dog. I've always thought him to be a bit of a show-off. To me, it takes the surprise out of gardening. You know, always knowing what you're dealing with. What fun is that? I love it when something thrives without any knowledge of my own. A few years back, a sunflower sprouted next to the street lamp out front. It grew so tall, we finally had no other choice but to invite neighbors over to celebrate the serendipity.
Homo!
Yes, here's the home stretch, Timmy.
I've even been known to traffic in poison ivy, which never fails to add an element of tension to any summer garden party. Years ago, on one of those gardening shows hosted by English women with names like Priscilla Hobbyhorse, one such woman said gardening should be an adventure. You know, that plants needed to be roughed up and slapped around every now and then. And she was reporting at the time, you know, their roots shaking to make them feel alive. She's been my inspiration ever since. I just haven't heard any screams yet.
Oh, bravo.
Final word.
Bravo.
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
Here's Timmy O'Bimini. Now, Timmy, that's the first time that you've ever done the lisp on the show, right?
Yeah, that was hard, man.
Yeah, Timmy is always stretching his chops. He's always expanding his horizons.
You do have the good line.
Thank you.
Every year at this time, my partner Jack says he can hear the houseplants screaming at night when the temperature takes a dip.
That was the strong part of the entire piece.
I've never heard a thing. Years ago, on one of those gardening shows hosted by English women with names like Priscilla Hobbyhorse.
Hobbyhorse.
One such woman. Well, Timmy O'Bimini, I want to say you are just super. It came to you. No pun intended.
Quite naturally.
Rather easily, I
think. Yes, absolutely.
Come on, keep talking like this, Timmy.
It was hard. It was really hard.
I should point out, Timmy's quite the young metrosexual.
Absolutely.
If you want to know where to go in D.C., as I found out.
Put on merit.
Thank you, Timmy. Bye-bye. Thanks, Timmy. You know, I think with all the things we've had him do on the show, that's the first time I've ever seen him nervous.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
hands were actually shaking. Right. We've had Timmy read some pretty awful stuff when he would pretend to be like people in the news or talking about having sex with them.
My favorite part is when he said Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy. There you go.
That was great.
Because basically it's all a grand blur to me.
That's the part, and I had read the article this morning. That's the part I was like, it's like a green bust.
It's a green blur.
It's all just a green blur to me.
That's right. It's all just a green blur to me.
Homo.
That's great. I love it.
Nippy or not, out go Fern and Company. Before I left on vacation this month, I took all the plants that had wintered in the warmth of the house and put them in the garden.
Listen up. Do you hear that? I can hear the plants screaming. The plants are screaming, Don.
My partner, Jack, says he can hear the house plants screaming at night.
Yes, I think he's not telling the truth, but he's lying.
Partner Jack.
Go out on the balcony to get some air or the neighbor's barbecue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I remember last week you were talking about Craig Wilson was on the Pirates. Did someone also mention there's a Jack Wilson on the Pirates? Maybe that's Craig and Jack.
Is there really a guy named Jack? Well, you know, we don't know that his partner shares his last name.
Yeah, I think you're making assumptions there that Jack has adopted his last name.
And I thought maybe.
Well, after all, Craig wouldn't want to be known as the, you know, hi, this is Craig Off. I don't think he would take Jack's last name.
Captain. Come on now. And of course, there's Chef John Costley of the Doug Murphy.
All right, see you. Get out of here. Thanks for the call.
God bless.
All right, goodbye. What'd you say? God bless? God bless what, America?
Thank you for taking lots of phone calls.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Oh, hi there.
Hi. Turn down your radio.
Oh, I don't have a radio.
Well, you're confused by something.
Tell the person, hold on. Dr. Phil what?
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
Oh, my bitch. God.
Wow, Dr. Phil,
that's not
uncalled
us.
For.
What can we do for you?
Actually, I'm calling from DeAndre Golf Club. One of our guests called to double check a rate because I guess you had mentioned on the show our rate, and I just wanted to call and say thank you.
A rate of what?
What?
What is this about, honey?
No, not our show.
What is she talking about?
Something about a rate?
A rate for what?
For golf?
No, not this show.
Okay, well, he said that he was listening to the show, and I guess...
What show?
The Don and Mike show.
And we'd mentioned a golf rate? We'd mentioned a golf rate?
A golf rate for the DeAndre Golf Club that someone had played recently?
Mike, I don't play golf, so I have no idea what she's talking about.
I could not be playing golf recently. I've had a bad back.
Okay.
Unless it was a commercial or something.
You are confused.
Well, no. Someone had listened to your show and called us and just let us know that you had mentioned
You're calling on the talk line. The request line.
They must have been mistaken.
Either way, hold on. I'm going to pass you on to an operator. Thank you for your time. Thanks for being on the show. Somebody else pick this up, please.
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
I think she hung up.
She hung up. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have to express some disappointment. You guys and Robbie said the word poison ivy many, many times.
Mm-hmm. I noticed.
Oh, but it doesn't set off the Burke alarm.
There's no poison ivy
alarm. There is not a poison ivy alarm like there's an MC You-Know-Who alarm.
Oh, I thought there was.
No, it's simply
I thought you were taking the MC You-Know-Who alarm out of commission, too.
It will be officially out of commission when we get him on the air.
Okay.
We'll replace that with a tape of him saying, this is MC, you can go ahead and say,
Very good. Okay.
Until then, who knows?
Don't say it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
keep the secret, my sweets. All of you.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, my sweet.
Hey, listen.
Our sweet.
You guys already know that. Don't bust my balls here. But
okay, we do.
No. Wait.
I'm guessing we do
know. Pretty sure we know.
Okay. Do you know where the
Hold on. I bet we know.
Okay, well, I bet you guys know, too, so you're going to bust my balls.
So why, hold on. If you're calling with something that you think we know...
You should know one thing. When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
All right, I'm going to bet we do know what it is you want to talk about, but go ahead.
Okay, the original... And if you spoke about earlier in the show...
Come on! Stop.
No
God.
More
timers. I already God,
get
pass.
To it.
What?
Term 420. Do you know where it originated from?
Oh, Jesus.
Moron. Moron.
God. I'll tell you where it originated from. Now, I don't partake anymore. But back when I used to, I met this old lady, and she said to me, you know the best way to get high?
Yeah.
You want to take this bong, and you want to put it right back here, on herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that is disgusting. You want me to smoke a bong
it's right there.
She said, well, that's how we've done it in my family. And she said, trust me, you're going to remember this because I don't know how many years it's going to be after you give up pot, but eventually, Mike, it was a huge party.
The whole football team.
We were all there, all of us toking on his mom's butt.
Oh, man, you guys are out of hand.
Yeah, we're out of hand.
Watch out there.
It's a crazy shock show.
Okay, well, anyway, so where did it come from?
Where did what come from?
The term.
420.
Where did what is the significance about it?
All right, if we must get an explanation, we should defer to Mr. Burbank.
There is not need to. We've got it on the internet. But Buzz, go ahead.
Now, you know, frankly, I have forgotten why.
I always thought it was a time.
It is a time of day.
A universal time of day.
Universal time for the break.
420 is a time to light up a joint.
Right.
It's also the Los Angeles, New York Police Radio Code for pot.
Okay.
It's, let me see, people say it's the number of chemical compounds in pot. People say it's the day Jim Morrison died, or Jimi Hendrix died, or Janis Joplin died.
Uh-huh.
They'll say it's the best time to plant it. Abbie Hoffman took his first LSD trip on April
20th.
Right, at 4:20 p.m. Uh-huh. It's the code you send to your drug dealer's pager. When the Grateful Dead toured, they always stayed in room 420.
Uh-huh.
There's 8,000 different reasons for
explanation.
It. Okay?
All right. Well, listen, I just didn't...
And listen, I was...
Did any of those match yours, my high friend?
No.
And really, I was only kidding about your mom. We used her front area.
It sounds like he's
not her back area.
He's chomping to
he
tell.
He still has an explanation.
Go ahead and
not
tell us.
Oh, no.
You should have seen her. She was straddling. She was on like this on a chaise lounge, like almost and almost looked like legs akimbo.
I thought she was playing some sort of yoga game.
And then someone said, come to look at this hookah down here.
Uh-huh. So incredible.
I said, oh, my God. I don't
know.
I've heard of stinky weed before.
It's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
Thank you very much. Well,
this is ours. And that was 20 years ago.
I think he enjoyed his visit.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, it's Mark in Tampa. How are you today?
Having a little trouble hearing us in your car?
Okay, Mark, what's up?
The Vinny Testaverde thing was when he was playing for the Bucks. He couldn't distinguish between the orange and the red.
Right. Adjacent colorblindness.
And is that why, that's what I remember, is that why the Bucks wore white?
Exactly, because he couldn't tell the difference whenever they were playing like the Cardinals or whoever. And even a local radio station put up a billboard on one of our main highways in big red letters. Hey, Vinny, the letters on this billboard are red. Is correct?
That's good. Thank you, my friend. That's 1010 Tampa Bay checking in.
Very good.
Don and Mike show.
Mike, I had to correct you. You called that last guy a moron. It's actually a more in.
Okay, all right.
I do like the people that are hanging out of that joke.
Everybody's getting it today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm so confused.
Yes, why?
Because you have not gone over D24. Edgar's about to explode.
I think we did. Didn't we offer our instant analysis yesterday at 24?
We always do.
There was a lot of Edgar. Edgar was featured prominently on the episode.
Yeah, Edgar, who is the Scott Sable of 24.
That's right, Chloe. Chloe and Edgar. You notice the way they put the two tards together?
Yep.
Oh, you know, my wife gave me the biggest put down in the world. At least I thought it was, one of her many. They just come out.
The singer, one of the singers?
Yeah. We were watching 24 on Monday night.
Uh-huh.
Chloe came around the corner, and she had, like, that frown on her face. was the first time she's been on the show in this episode. And Frida said real happily, oh, well, here you come into the scene.
Wow.
Who compared you to Chloe?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I've never seen you
that
respond
is
that way.
Cold.
That is cold.
No, I mean, what's the response for that?
Yeah, like, Chloe always looks like confused.
Yep.
She doesn't look angry as much as confused.
Perplexed, yeah.
Well, maybe I have that look at home. Perplexed. I don't
angry
know.
Angry and perplexed.
Angry and perplexed. I'm not really sure. Say to me, yeah.
What's the deal?
There you are, Chloe.
Could have been worse, though. If she'd laid Edgar on you, then you would have been in trouble, yeah. You know?
Edgar.
What's for breakfast there, Frida?
You're my mother.
My mother's buying a radiator. Jack Bauer's going to interrogate him. I'm so upset.
One more call before a break. Hello, Don and Mike show. Turn down your radio, please. This is the best part of taking on-screen calls.
Someone not paying attention.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, yes. You.
Yes, duh. Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yes, duh.
Still us.
Yes, duh. Hello there, duh.
Yeah, what can we do for you,
duh?
I just want to tell you that you're doing a good job. And, Robbie.
Thank you, duh.
Robert.
Robbie.
I'm not taking this call.
What are beach nipples?
Don't follow.
Come on now, what are
Come
they?
On,
we
what
don't
are,
understand. Come
what
on.
What are beach nipples? Listen, Mitch. Mitch,
Pat,
now that
Pat you're... O'Reilly. Pat O'Reilly loves the greasies.
Mitch, what are you talking about, buddy? Come on, you're not making any sense.
I tell y'all you're doing a good job.
Okay, yeah, got that part. Wait a minute, Mitch? I think, Mitch, are you wasted? Yes, he was. Yeah,
he's gone.
That's what that was about.
Now we have to decide. Is he an afterthought?
No.
Do we call him back to put him in the book?
No.
I think tomorrow he'll have a hangover.
You think he was having a happy 420?
Yeah, well, he's having something. There was something going on there. He just mentioned O'Reilly having the greasies.
Well, we were very close to...
Yeah.
But it won't. And all you
wasn't
heard was
malicious.
No, there were substances involved, so we can't book him.
All you heard
or
was
were there? I just don't know.
Con as in congratulations, right there. See, the tape is.
You are registered Don Mike Caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Yeah.
Be sure to watch your mail.
No, he's not going to go in the book.
Don and Mike Caller sign.
All right, let's turn it off. He's not in the book.
Too early for him to be in prison.
Turn it off. What are you doing over there? Speaking of greasy.
Scratching.
What are you doing over there? Haven't taken a shower for a day and a half?
I was adjusting my hat. It was askew.
We will be right back. Oh, askew.
Askew. I've been doing that for the last half hour.
I know you have. Yes, I was just figuring out the word askew.
Yes. So that's why I go home and I practice hygiene.
At a jaunty angle.
Hygiene. Yes, lack of water.
We will be right back.
Thank you, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
People that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower. He's a passer. His mind is ahead of what the defense is, and if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
Huge compliment.
You know,
Joe Namath, part of the
four-decade
team. We'll see these guys in halftime.
Thank you, Susie.
Joe's just a happy guy.
Isn't he?
He's just a happy guy.
He's a happy guy.
He sure is.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. www.thebigbeats.com. That's the official website for our show. We're giving away another trip to Las Vegas today, courtesy Independence Air. Visit flyeye.com. Start saving today. Independence Air, go your own way. We'll do that in just a couple of seconds.
All right.
I'm watching whatever the Los Angeles area news is this morning during during a break on the Today Show. Or
no
whatever.
Car chases or anything like that.
Nope. Right. But I always like watching on the satellite the news from Los Angeles because it's different from the news from here in D.C.
Sure is.
Or different from the news in New York.
Yep.
And their lead story is Governor Schwarzenegger has done it again.
What did he do this time?
Okay. I agree with what he said.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Let me. Oh, come on. You do too.
I know.
He's at a conference of newspaper editors. And they ask him about the borders in Mexico.
Here we go. You agree with him?
Well, Mike.
What did he say? What did he say?
Very simple. We need to close the borders.
Well, in down there's a lot of trouble coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drugs, terrorists, everything.
He's got, man, not to mention, 8,000 people in like a clown car coming there.
Right.
Like they open a Prius up and a family of 50
it's
comes
the Shrine
out.
Circus. It's just hard to hear that in broken English.
Let me see.
It is. It's hard to hear an immigrant with a thick accent say, you shouldn't let all these foreigners come in.
Close the borders.
Close the borders in California and all across Mexico and the entire United States. It's unfair to have these people coming across. Close the borders.
Wow.
So he says this.
That's pretty extreme.
I think it's what he thinks.
For any politician.
It's what he thinks. Mm-hmm. So, deal with it. Then they got to send spokespeople out afterwards.
Yes, to kind of like clean it up?
Yeah. So they send a guy out and he says, what the governor said was really not what he meant to say.
Ah.
What the governor meant to say was that, and I've got the exact thing here. The governor's talked before about the need, and it's funny, they say the governor.
Uh-huh.
They treat him like he's the governor.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like it's serious.
Scary.
he really is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't they have another election coming up soon? Because, that was kind of a midterm election, right? So we've got another one coming up, I think, sooner than later.
Wow. So here's how they covered his ass. The governor's talked before about the need to ensure that immigrants are put on a path towards fully participating in California's economy, but he feels they need to enter the country the right way and does not undermine important security issues. He feels that this border needs to be secure. I don't believe that Mr. Schwarzenegger was saying exactly what you are reporting.
I hate to say it, Mr. Johnny Liberal from New England, but I kind of agree with it. Everything I've read about the
border. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The terrorism thing concerns me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maybe we do shut it down for a while.
My bad. I'm worried about terrorism like anybody else.
Yeah.
But listen.
I'm not saying terrorism. I'm saying just people coming in illegally to the country.
No, let's be honest. How many people can we... It's like, how many pounds of sugar are you going to put into that 5-pound bag?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We are getting just too jammed with people. Why can't another country have a statue that says, come here if you live on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
You can make a good case for the fact that so many people are coming in not the right way, that it is shutting down the regular channels of people that come in this country legitimately.
Right. So that's it. This is where
it's like coming the wrong guy.
It's where we draw the line in the sand.
It's coming from the wrong guy.
That's right.
Hi.
Amen to that. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's so great, though, is that he says it, and he means it, and then immediately, they whisk him away, and they got to do the whole Dan Quayle thing. Well, no, he really meant this. He really meant this. Mike, who's got the ass of the year? Among the men, I'm going to tell you.
Mark Addy.
Among men, you get the prize for mentioning his name.
Thank you, and it was at a good time, too.
Among men, the third best ass in the world, according to Celebrity Butt, is Vin Diesel.
What are things I second, do for my country.
Second is your man, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
See?
Yeah.
See, you disputed me when I said that. And
he
this
would
is
be a major star.
This is the tip of the iceberg from the butt. To the Oscar platform.
And number one sexiest ass is Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the girls.
Awesome.
For the girls, third best ass is Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Second best ass is Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Who do you think has the best ass in the world?
According, Martha Stewart.
According to, now, Mike, not your opinion. What do you think? Everybody
did you see her
there?
When she got out of prison?
But, Mike, what? Now
I know
again,
what she was doing. It was squats every day.
Must have been.
I mean, wow. Oh, my God. Slow down.
It's
slow down, Martha. It was great.
Are you ready for it?
Now, Rob, Jessica Tandy is dead. One of these days, you're going to believe that. She's underground.
No, I don't think so.
Still doesn't mean she doesn't have a great ass,
That's
though.
Right.
You buried her on her side.
She's gone. No longer.
No, anyway. No. Me and Hume.
She is a dead actress.
What do these people know about bottoms? It's J-Lo.
Again?
Yeah.
She's
I am so tired of that.
And I thought people, I thought we were all in agreement now. Yeah, she's pretty, blah, blah, yeah, blah, talented, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
But she got the big ass.
She does. Some people like that. Yeah, but she's just not, I think she's way overrated.
Is it the ass of the year?
No,
or not anymore. Saying, the
not
rear,
this year.
They called it the rear of the year, because when they called it the ass of the year, a lot of people thought that it was a put-down.
I think Anna Kournikova might be still on that list. Mm. You know, all that tennis and all.
I'd still eat the corn. Eat the corn out of her Kova. I got a good picture for you that we're going to have on our website.
Very good.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah.
It's a mugshot of Chris Tucker.
Ah.
Now, we've all wondered why this guy is still a movie star, because he made... One movie. He made the one movie, the Jackie Chan movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, he was in the Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah, he had a bit part in that.
Where he was the DJ on a spaceship.
Right.
Here's the deal. He is, of course, a potential witness in the Michael Jackson trial. Everybody is a potential witness.
Yeah.
So he ended up in jail Sunday night. He's driving his Bentley. Naturally. Like Hank Kingsley.
Okay.
His 2005 Bentley. He's going 109 on Interstate 20 when state troopers turned on the lights. He didn't stop. He got up to 125.
Whoa!
Till they finally caught up because he had a rough patch in the road.
Mm-hmm.
So they come up to the car with the guns all drawn and everything. And the reason that he gave them that he was going 125 miles an hour.
What? I feel like it.
He's late for church.
That is the best excuse.
So he was late for church.
I'm late for church.
And there,
goodbye. Like,
there's the picture.
There he is.
I can't stand that guy. And he does have a tie on.
He's dressed for church.
He does have a tie on.
He's clearly telling the truth.
He does have a sweater on. We're going to a 3 a.m. service. we already mentioned that Ben Affleck is engaged to Jennifer Garner.
Ben and Jen.
This, though, is just like the retard Hall of Fame. Ben Affleck is teaching a seminar on acting this summer.
Oh, God. Why doesn't he just go out and make a decent movie?
This is in Boston this summer. He's going to teach acting 1 to 3 days a week. His quote is, the public has been great. I'd like to pass on what I've learned. Would you marry me, Jennifer?
When I do Daredevil.
Now,
he'll always be, in my mind, the untalented of the two of them, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
So you got the German Pope, who is very conservative. You're right about his teeth, Mike. They're awful teeth.
He's not conservative about his teeth.
Doesn't like rock and roll.
He's very liberal about his teeth. I don't think he's been to a dentist in 78 years.
Doesn't like rock and roll.
Homo.
Got the whole homo thing going. Mm-hmm. Got the condom issue. However, he does not have his own website. There's some guy named Rogers Candenhead. He's a computer programmer and a blogger. That's a shock. He bought 6 website names based on who the new pope would be.
Okay.
One of the questions I get now that we have a website, people say, how come it's not DonandMikeShow.com? I say, because some guy bought it.
Taken. Didn't that guy that ran for Congress, didn't he buy them all?
Yeah, and me and Mike didn't feel like fighting with him.
No. Or paying him.
Yeah, so ours is just DonandMikeWebsite.com. Well, this guy bought all of them, and he has Benedict16.com. He has Benedict16.com,
uh-huh.
And he also has BenedictXVI.com.
Mm-hmm.
He has PopeBenedictXVI.com.
Good luck to him.
He has NewPopeBenedictXVI.com. He has PopeBenedict16.com. Anyway, he has 26 variations on this. The Vatican has contacted him. He will not sell them.
No.
Good,
they never do.
At this point, he says he cannot promise that Benedict16.com will not become a porn site.
Oh, my God.
It's open for bidding.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because he's going to go to the highest bidder. He wants the Vatican to pony up the dough.
That's great. There
are a lot of holes in Vatican City.
Is anybody watching The Simple Life anymore?
No. Well, no. Not us.
I know it's on tonight. It's always on one of the American Idol nights. I'm sure you've seen
it. I sure liked it when they worked at the zoo.
I've seen in the tabloids that Paris and Nicole are on the outs.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton, I got a press release here from Fox, and here's what it says. It's no secret, Nicole and I are no longer friends. I will not go into the details of what happened. All I will say is Nicole knows what she did, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Ooh.
Now, apparently the story is what happened is, one of the reasons that Paris is mad at Nicole is that when Paris Hilton hosted Saturday Night Live,
right,
they had an after party, and they were going to watch the tape.
Uh-huh.
And Nicole Richie had the tape, and apparently family, friends, everything said, here it is. We got the tape right here. They put it in the machine.
The tape of Saturday Night Live.
Yes. And
not the tape.
No, but that's what Nicole Richie did.
Oh, really?
Her mom and her dad and everything were there, and they were going to watch the tape of her on Saturday Night Live, and Nicole Richie had substituted the sex tape that was on the internet.
Oh, wow.
So everybody started watching.
I always thought she was the funnier of the two. That's pretty damn funny.
Anyway, she's fired now.
Mm.
Now,
Nicole Richie's fired?
Yes. And Paris Hilton is looking for a new girl for next year's Simple Life.
Nicole Richie found out the hard truth.
Yeah. Here's who she hopes for. She would like Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
She would like either Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen. But the odds makers say the new winner will be Kimberly Stewart, who is the daughter of Rod Stewart and Elena Hamilton.
They didn't take my suggestion.
And that would be?
Margo Kidder.
Thank you, Rob. With her hair.
Uh-huh.
In the woodpile.
In the woodpile, minus hiding, a few teeth.
Hiding by a fine
with broken
house.
With broken teeth.
Let's
go, Paris.
That's why.
Oh, in Toronto. We're heard in Toronto,
yes,
on WBUF in Buffalo. Andy Dick got kicked out of a comedy club in Buffalo last week.
Andy Dick, like, this is once every month this is something happening to this
guy.
He
exposed his, you know.
Everyone's seen it.
Thing he's named after.
Is Andy?
Yep. let me see. The reports are that he was drunk. That's a shock. No. Now, Andy Dick had a press conference and said he told the manager that this was part of what he does.
It's what I do. I can hear that. That's drunken too, isn't it?
We tried that.
This is what I do. Here's the thing that I think you're going to find interesting. They ended up canceling his gig. But for Andy Dick, for one night, two shows at a comedy club in Toronto,
uh-huh,
he got half the money because he did one show. When he pulled down his pants, they wouldn't let him do the second. They paid him for that. How much do you think they had contracted? How much does Andy Dick get for one night stand-up in Toronto, Canada, two shows?
Two shows? Andy Dick probably gets like $4,000.
$15,000.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's impossible.
I thought he just did it for the exposure.
Why is it?
Jesus, how
why
can
is
they
it impossible?
Afford? Well, I mean, just a regular comedy club?
Yes.
Like a small comedy club?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I wonder what they're charging for tickets.
Now, is that Canadian money or American
money? I was
going to
say, that's 15,000 Canadian. It's only like 800 bucks.
All right, that's,
well, that's
true.
That's all I got. Hold on. I also wanted to mention you that, what's his name? Motley Crue, Vince Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when they gave him a facelift, the liposuction, and anybody watch that show on VH1?
I watched that, and it was him with his wife, and they did the makeover. I didn't think it was that big a change.
I saw the promo last night for the new one they're doing.
Right.
And you're going to watch it because it's someone we know.
Okay.
It's Taylor Dayne.
Taylor Dane's going to get the whole makeover?
And Taylor Dayne is just like 10 pounds away from being Kirstie Alley.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. Well, no, she's not that big. She's 10 pounds away from being Leah Remini.
You know, I remember back, we knew Taylor Dayne back when she was brand new.
Right.
And even at that point, I thought she'd had a lot of work done. So it'll be interesting to see what she looks like
not
now.
Not enough.
She's a monster.
And ABC has lost Monday Night Football.
Yes.
ABC has Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what's going to hold the ABC network together.
What will?
ABC officials have not said anything official yet. But Mike George Lopez announced yesterday that he's been given the word. His show will be back next year.
Oh, thank God.
And
I've got to just say thank you so much
is it still appropriate to say thank you to Mr. Eisner?
And he says that next year, the show will be better.
Of course it will. Because I'm going to make it better and more funny.
Can't
because,
be worse.
Because George Lopez, I guess, according to him, was not involved in the production this year because he's had so much other stuff going
I've
on.
I've been very busy playing in golf tournaments.
And here's his movies. Quote. Here's his quote. We've done 80 episodes, and there's no other show that's had a Mexican lead that's been as successful. I realize I am special.
I'm truly special. And I'd like to thank all of the pioneers that have come before me. George Lopez.
Yeah, because you're the first guy ever. Well, hold on.
I tipped my hat to Freddie Prinze.
Yeah, what about on Chips?
Yes, Chips.
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada and the other guy. Oh, man, what is his name? Paul Rodriguez.
Right.
Michael Eisner, head of Walt Disney. Original family programs and movies are the cornerstone of entertainment here.
This is where George Lopez comes out,
yes.
Kisses his ass.
Thank you, Michael.
Special holiday.
It's great
movie.
To be with you.
Known hit series here on ABC, George Lopez.
Hi, George.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for inviting me. You know, Disney and I go way back.
Yes. Did you hear an interesting story about one of your childhood visits to Disneyland?
Yeah, I had such a great time, you know, and as a souvenir of my visit, I really wanted my grandmother to give me the Mickey ears hat.
Shut up! Yes, I really wanted my grandmother to give me the Mickey ears hat, and she did. Hey, Michael, would you like to go out for drinks? Hey.
You should see these.
I love this, the bad rating state.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
3 days?
The suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns Drive Time.
That's right, George.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is George Lopez. I hope you join me on ESPN's Monday Night Football.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Phil.
You're on with the bum.
Hey, can you believe Dion Bailey did it again? My man hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
Actually, bum, I'm feeling kind of blue.
Well, then change your shirt, Paul.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes.
All right, and Peter Jennings beat cancer. There you go.
Now, hold on, were you making a statement there? Or?
I'm just rooting for him like I root for everybody.
I
hope, and I sincerely hope, that after this recent bad news, he doesn't have the blues. Just be like me, George Lopez. Hi, everybody.
Hold on, do I got a feel-good here? Oh, I do. A variety, you know, and one of the feel-goods, hold on, we might call. We're going to do a grab bag today. I might call this guy. I'll say the story. A guy that gave a chicken mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, saving his life. That's a feel-good. but this one is from...
Did the chicken die?
I do not know, George.
You don't know whether it lived or not?
I do not. You know a lot about chickens, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. Yes, indeed. I like them, especially the blue ones.
Had the chicken been choked?
Oh, dear. Hey, it's not that kind of show.
What
do you want our ratings to go down in 2 days?
Great.
Be careful. Be careful, Rob Spiewak.
You doing, Rob? Dr. Phil, what do you think of Rob?
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
That's Dr. Phil. What a potty mouth.
He's changed.
Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
Can I talk to Buzz, please?
He's here. Go ahead.
I'm here, sir.
Buzzy.
Yes.
Happy 420, baby.
Thank you, and to you.
You're going to get these all day.
Man,
today.
That is really, that 420 thing has really been running to the ground.
It's now on the, in Central Time.
Okay, so, London, British motorist, driving home from work with his car window down, had his nose broken, lost eyesight in his right eye, and had part of his right ear torn off.
Ouch.
By a flying frozen sausage. Man's driving near his home in Essex by London. The sausage came through the window, hit him on the nose, hit him in the eye, and took off part of his ear.
Where'd the sausage come from?
Somebody threw it from an overpass. Or was it, hold on, they don't know. Mike, it's either that someone threw it from an overpass or a car coming the other way.
Wow.
Through the sausage. The doctors say he's incredibly lucky to be alive, that he'd be the first man killed by a flying frozen sausage in London.
And he's the first contestant on How's Your Bratwurst?
How's Your Bratwurst?
How's Your Bob Evans Sausages?
Okay. All right, one call. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes.
about George Lopez, I never heard of him until Mike did his bit. So whenever I hear him now, I think he's doing an imitation of himself.
You mean when you see George Lopez on the show?
When I hear his voice, mm-hmm. I think Mike's the real George Lopez.
That is a hard show to watch.
It's a compliment.
And Mike is the real George Lopez, especially the way he is today.
And I'm really,
all dirty and...
hey, come on now, what kind of crack is that?
You know, I mean, that's like...
give me a break!
Chicken farmer.
Come on now.
Get out there, cut my lawn, George.
You cannot get by my personal hygiene today. Yes, you can. This is my fake show.
And now, coming to you live from downtown Chicago, the captain of cruel.
I'm the bleacher bum.
The master of mean, the prince of put down.
Bleacher bum.
Here he is, Hank, the bleacher bum, Romero. Get out of here, you bum.
Okay, I'm not even going to waste my time on I told you so's. Embarrassing.
I told you so.
Pathetic, abusive, yes. Abusive to the hard-working people of this city who spend their hard-earned dollars.
The bums lost!
And for what? For a bunch of overpaid, underachieving, spoiled losers?
George Lopez.
Don't expect me to hang around and waste your time with I told you so's.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes, bitch.
Hey, go home, Dr. Phil. What is your problem?
We'll be right back with the gag.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Close the borders. Close the borders in California and all across between Mexico and the United States. Because I think it is just unfair to have all of those people coming across and to have the borders open the way it is and to have this kind of a lax situation.
He's a good guy.
Hey, you.
Hi, everyone. Oh, how about the phone thing?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
One more thing about Arnold.
You're an idiot.
Fantastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we're not going to give away the Independence Air thing here. We will do it in our next break. So stand by if you're one of those people who likes playing games. We'll do it with you.
I think the people that really do want the borders closed, you know, the people that might have that agenda, and you know, they hear Arnold saying that and they're going, "Shut up! Like the stop it!"
First person to get your cause out there.
You might even get it someday.
You're hurting us. I might have just done. Did I screw that up? Because that little light's on? Never mind.
Well, if there's a break, I want to say hi to my daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, because my daughter, Catherine, said to me last night, "Daddy, do you ever say hi to us on the radio?" And I really don't say it enough, so I wanted to say hi, and I love you guys. I wanted to say that very briefly.
And Catherine, Elizabeth, this is Mr. Don.
It's Mr. Donnie right here.
Ask your daddy how come he didn't bathe today.
They probably will when they see me. They might not recognize me. When I come in looking like the doctor from Smokey and the Bandit.
How are you girls? What's for dinner tonight?
You kind of look like Mickey Rourke in Sin City.
Yes, yes. Yeah, if I come in and I go, "Daddy's home," and they both scream, I know I'm in trouble.
Just make sure I didn't screw the phones up. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Ah, beautiful. I didn't wreck anything. Yeah, hi. What can we do for you?
First of all, happy 420.
Right. I heard that a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
To my man Buzz over there. And whatever happened to
Spotlight
Billy?
Spotlight on Buzz, who loves that.
Yes.
Spotlight on Buzz, who loves that.
Yeah.
And what?
Whatever happened to Billy Bush?
To Billy Bush? What do you mean what happened to him? What do you mean what happened to him?
You guys cut him off, or I mean what happened with the contact?
We cut him off.
What happened with the contract that you gave Billy Bush?
My contract with Billy Bush?
Yeah, I miss that guy.
You miss him? Well, you're the one. No, listen, our network had a deal with the people from Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
First, we had Nancy O'Dell, mm-hmm. which was very tough to have a mm-hmm. conversation with her. Then we got to Billy Bush, and finally... It's not, no offense against Billy.
It's like an advertising run. It's like when commercials run, there's a length of time with that.
I think Billy is...
It ran its course. He's really glad you turned up your radio, sir.
He's really great and talented, but the problem is that the people from NBC would call every day and say, "Okay, today, when you have Billy on the show at exactly the same time every day...
Here's what you'll discuss.
Make sure you ask him about the latest in the Michael Jackson trial."
Their format and our format kind of don't go together.
But,
I mean, it's a different style.
my other contract with Billy remains in effect.
Of course, I am right. And here's a tease for you. I'll be talking about
my personal contract with Billy.
Nancy O'Dell and Access Hollywood in sports later in the show.
Oh, Buzz, there you go. Get yeah. one of your plugs in.
Now, how could that be connected?
I bet you I have a theory, and I don't know anything about it.
You might be right.
I wasn't at that meeting. I was too busy trying to get water out of the faucet.
Hello, hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. Yeah, you guys are probably going to cap on me for calling, which I don't care. You guys are hilarious. I listen to you guys every day going home from work, and
thank
I pull up in my driveway cracking up laughing, and my kids come rolling out, Mom, what are you laughing at? And I just tell them, oh, I can't tell you guys, but you guys are great. I just want to tell you that. And I mean, I know you're going to probably cap on me because you do cap on everybody that calls just about.
You know, see, that is another unfair characterization of us. You know,
true.
Because we are the only DJs
awesome, okay? You guys are just great.
Thank you.
I can't let you know.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Because when we get an idiot that calls the show, because we don't bend over with that G. Gordon Liddy fake, everyone's welcome on the show no matter what your
not
opinion.
Here, right.
Come on, if we get some tool calling us, we hang up on him and call him a tool.
That's right.
And I think the people that listen can appreciate the honesty.
I agree with her. I truly, truly do. I don't know why I say hi to my kids, because my kids don't listen to this show. So
but now you can tell them honestly that you do say hi to them.
Especially now, because they feel like with the...
Because the electricity's been turned off in the house. But they but they are getting to that age where they're more aware of what I do.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
They are more aware. And
it's fine for me. I guess that's between being
right.
a father to a boy and a father to girls. Although, it'll be fine.
Well, no, they're just such... They're great. I mean, you know, everybody knows I do it. I'm a part-time dad, and I got them all week this week, and they are, at that age, everybody says, 12. That's what I've heard. 12 years old is when things might get a little wiggy.
That's when they start to change.
That's when they get, and they also change in many, many ways, including, Dad!
Yeah,
and
right.
So right now, it's 9 and 7. It's great, and they're terrific. And I don't say that enough, and I should say it more.
Oh,
so I'm saying
nice.
It right now. Absolutely.
Well, good. That's for your daughters.
Mm-hmm. And I'll play this tape back maybe when they are 12 and 13.
Yes.
Listen to what I said when you were, listen to what I said on the radio when I'm coming in here, really, and I won't just stink because I've had no shower. I'll stink of gin. I'll stink of gin, and I will have been drinking till 5 o'clock in the morning. You go, what's the matter, Mike? Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. No problem at all.
Age 2 and a half, Robert is impossible. He takes after his mother. So I'll just say that while we're talking kids.
Trying to balance it out a little bit?
Yeah, he's trouble.
Bad. Well, I'll balance
and
it.
And loud.
He's strong.
Opinionate, very strong, and he wears a cape.
Well, he's only 2 and a half.
I know. But with rhinestones.
And also with their homework now, I'm not able to do it. I can't. I look at it and it is absolute.
Right. It's impossible.
No, I mean seriously. I go, come on. Now you can do that. That's what I say to him.
You can do their radio homework.
You can do the radio homework. Hey, let's play How's Your Memory?
And then someday your kid will be old enough that you'll get the call like I got last night, which was, hi, Dad. Say, hey, what's up? Said, I think you should know about something.
Oh,
I said,
no. That's got to, does your heart like fall out of your body when that happens?
I'm used to it because most times it's nothing.
Okay.
As it turns out, this time it was as well. He said, I was pulling into a Toyota dealership and some guy pulled in. Come on, Rob. What is that? Because it's a...
No, it's just no good can come of a story that starts with I'm pulling into a car dealership.
Did you think he was doing the anti-Japanese thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget. You were trying to radar Rob.
Can I tell you something? The Toyota that he drives?
It's a fine car, I'm sure.
It was built in America, Rob.
Yeah,
by Americans.
Built in America.
Use it to sneak up to some sort of naval base.
So many things you have to be careful when you're talking to Big Auto.
He calls. And he says, Dad, I'm pulling into the Toyota dealership to get the car service, and some guy pulls in behind me and says that I cut him off in traffic.
Oh.
I said, okay. And you're telling me that, because I'm thinking he's going to tell me he got in a wreck with the guy. He said, you hit the guy's car? He said, no. He said, but the guy got out of the car and he wanted to fight with me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in front of the dealership? He said, yes. I said, what did the guy say? He said that I cut him off and that he had a new TV in the back of his car, and if the TV was broken... because he had to slam on his brakes, that I would have to pay for. And I said, yeah, right. So what happened next? He said, well, he wanted my name and phone number, so I gave them to him.
Oh, dear.
You know, and that's when I'm just looking at the phone, and it's,
No contact made between the vehicles.
No. I looked at the phone, and I said, you're 20, right? He said, yeah. I said, why'd you give him a fake name? And he said, Dad, everybody tells me I should have done that.
Yeah. Well, then that must be right.
Right, of course he should have.
Man, oh, man. Is it me? It seemed to be a lot of road rage lately.
Yeah.
Hello.
A rage of all kinds.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that you use that hang-up button like Dr. Evil uses Inferno Seat. You should be like, people.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There you go. Is Inferno Seat when they're sitting at the conference table?
Yes. Oh. Well, he just presses the button.
Hello there. Now we're going to send you into the tank of sharks.
Mike, it's time for House. Your grab bag.
How's your grab bag?
This is where we have a bunch of interviews that could or could not be good.
Oh, I can't sell that when I'm not clean.
We'll give it, what do you mean, sober or?
straight. When I'm not clean, I can't sell the nerdy announcer because,
sure,
you know,
you can.
You picture him with a clean shaven and a thin tie going, how's your grab bag? But share it with us anyway.
Come on.
You should be more like, all right.
You can work it up now. Come on.
Go ahead, Donnie.
How's your grab bag?
How's your grab bag, baby?
We'll give these people 1 minute, maybe two tops. Here's who we got in the grab bag this week. Mike is just so greasy.
Scratching and
so
rubbing.
So unwashed today. We still have Scott Sable's aunt, the guy from, what's he doing now?
I'm rubbing my stomach.
We have,
you guys, Scott Sable's aunt.
All right. Then we've got the parents of the year. They named their kid Jake 2.0.
Okay.
Then we have Will and Larry. They're the father and son that came up with the clothing line Cool Jew.
Mm-hmm.
They sell stuff like Calling for Hebrews.
Okay.
Then we have Johnny Lechter, 11th year college student, was on Letterman last week. We got a Cub Scout who sold 10 tons of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that gave a chicken mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, saving its life.
There you go.
And
that's, yeah,
a 75-year-old woman stuck in her tub for 5 days. When she finally got out, she asked for a Coca-Cola and a Parliament Light.
Right. Your last two are wonderful. They're all in one grab bag.
One grab bag.
I also like Scott Sable's on.
Well, now, the last time we did grab bag a couple weeks ago, we did go American Idol when we called Bogart Bice's grandma.
True. That didn't go badly, but you know what? I gotta love the guy giving a chicken mouth to mouth. You're not gonna get that again.
Here we go. Okay,
and that'll be over tomorrow. Tomorrow, as a news story, that's gone.
Now, Rob, you're gonna have to get this guy's permission since we're cold calling him.
On line six.
Line six. His name is Eugene.
Mike.
Hi, Rob.
How's your memory?
How is your memory?
Guy's name is Eugene, and Beth Ann, in case you're within the sound of my voice, anybody out there listening,
bang.
B.A., I do need the number with the 75-year-old woman.
Thanks, B.A.
Bang. B.A., the number of the lady that got stuck in her tub.
Hello, B.A.
I want to talk to her, too.
Yeah. Any luck, Robbie?
Not there.
B.A., I'm sorry, I'm late.
Oh, that's too bad. Sure not combining two, right?
And
like Scott Sable's aunt isn't the lady that got stuck in her tub.
Alright, give up on it. We'll move on to the next one.
Wow. That is an empty grab bag. It's just a note inside saying thank you.
Dang.
And that's Nick Nolte not saying B.A., saying bang.
Hey, where is B.A. with that number, Joe? Do you know?
Ran to go get it.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Joe.
How are your Cheetos, Joe?
Mike?
Yes, Don?
While we wait for the woman's phone number.
Yes.
Let's see if we can pick one of these other ones.
All right.
Oh, and also we'll throw in Sinbad. We have his cell phone number.
All right.
Wonderful. Just a random thing. And where has he been?
How's he doing?
I don't know. The orangey Sinbad.
Mm-hmm. I vote Sinbad.
What?
I vote Sinbad.
Of course you do.
Shut up, you. I don't know. I like the 75-year-old woman stuck in the tub if the goddamn phone number was here.
I that's the logical next choice.
And if not, I think, even though we did American Idol before, we should go with
Sable.
Should go with Fat Boy's
top three.
Aunt. Okay.
We can ask about his temper.
Count down to Beth Ann McBride with the number and... Nope. All right. Let's go with Scott Sable's aunt.
All right. Very good.
And his biggest musical... What's it say? Influence?
Influence, yeah.
Oh, is she the one that's, like, picking his songs for him?
I think he said last night his mom told him to sing Everlasting Love.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
A fine choice.
Hey, what?
But step up. Step up there for a second. Step up.
Oh, Christ's sake, right. B.A., we're not the team.
Cute shoes, B.A.
You like them?
Yeah, I like them.
So thanks. What's happening?
Nothing. Sorry about that. Did I not put the numb? I don't know.
Oh, no, calm down, please.
What? I know.
Don't have a fatal heart attack.
She's all out of breath. Like if it was petting to a point.
Right. Don't pay attention to what Dr. Phil is saying today. All right? Don't have a heart attack.
I'm not. Really. Anyway, sorry about that. Did I not put the number on the sheet?
It's not on the sheet.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Hold on. And?
No sable.
No luck?
Got
him. What do you got?
No dice.
Oh, I got a machine. Do you want to leave our message?
No.
Nope. Let's move right on.
Is this the woman that got stuck in the tub?
Woman got stuck in the tub.
It was one of Buzz's stories.
Ah.
On the news for today?
No, a couple days ago.
Oh, I remember this.
Right.
Well, that's why I looked at you and
seemed familiar. Don, don't you remember it was one of his news stories? She got stuck in the tub filled with water, but was dehydrated.
Mike, how is my memory?
How is your memory? You've got an awful lot on your plate.
Happy 420.
Join us tomorrow for How's Your Life Pain?
Hi, Jerry. My name is Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike
Radio. Ah, we got some
life pain.
What? Friday, it'll be great.
My life pain last night when I was drunk watching American Idol.
Perfect.
Zero.
There you go. No pain.
Zero.
And it is a scale of 0 to 10, right?
Yes.
MLP, zero.
Life pain.
My life pain.
MLP. My life pain today, I'm proud to tell you, it's at about a 3.
Wonderful.
That's pretty low. That's a low.
Senorita
count.
On the line.
You got her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Let's put a minute on the clock, Robbie.
Wonderful. This lady got stuck in the tub.
Yep. She was featured on the Buzz News Show. Here now is Jane. Hi there, Jane. This is Don and Mike. How are you, man?
Hi, Jane.
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, God bless you. 75. You got stuck in the tub for 5 days.
That must have been horrible, Jane.
It wasn't fun.
And, Jane, is it true that when you got out, I remember Buzz, our news guy, saying this, that you asked for a Coca-Cola and a Parliament?
Right.
A cigarette?
That's right.
How'd you get stuck?
It wasn't easy.
Okay, explain it to us.
It took talent.
It took talent? How'd you get stuck?
I just sat down in the tub and could not get up.
You couldn't get out of there?
Nope.
And no matter how hard you would try, I mean, did anything go differently? Was this bath different than other baths that you normally take?
Nope.
Really?
So
my arms are all torn up trying to get out.
Wow. So did your legs just go out on you?
Right.
Did you try the rollout?
It wasn't any way to get out.
No. Do you live by yourself? Oh, our time is up.
Yes, I do.
Our time is up.
Wow.
Did you scream a lot to try to get someone's attention?
There was no one here.
Oh. So you didn't bother screaming. Do you normally take a bath and have no problem getting out of the tub?
That's right.
Oh, you poor thing.
Maybe.
And how are your legs doing now?
They're terrible. I need new arms and new legs.
New arms and new legs.
New arms
and
new
boy.
Legs.
I wish
we could help.
That's pretty expensive, I would imagine.
I wish we could help, but we're out of time on this edition of the Grad Bag.
Bad boys.
We do want to thank Jane, a 75-year-old woman stuck in her tub for 5 days, who got a Coca-Cola and a Parliament Light when she was finally released from that horrible prison.
Jane, can I ask you one last question?
Stop this crazy thing, Jane.
Okay.
Jane, how is your memory?
How is my memory?
Yes,
how's
ma'am?
Your memory?
Good, I think.
There you go. You got your mind. You're all set. Don't worry about your arms and legs.
Are you all pruny after 5 days? Are you prunier than you were?
You know.
No. What do you mean that I was?
I don't know what
See,
I mean.
See, she's sharp. She's sharp as Jane.
Sure.
There you go, Jane.
I mean, what happens when you soak in water for 5 days?
I let the water out because it got cold.
Oh, you let the water out. Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Oh, that's tough. Is that your little dog?
Yep. That's my baby. She was my companion.
Oh, good. You had a dog. You had
companion.
A dog there. I sure wish we could send her some cigarettes.
Companion is up.
I wish you could, too.
We can. Would you like us to send you a carton of cigarettes for being on the show?
I would.
Would you like Parliaments?
Yep.
Is it Parliament Lights or regular Parliament?
Regular.
The hundreds?
100.
Yeah, 100.
All right, if you would be so kind as to hold on just a moment, our secretary, Beth Ann, will be on the telephone, and we will send you a carton of cigarettes.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
Stand by for our secretary. Beth Ann, honey, would you pick up the phone? Would you pick up 444?
We'll have our girl get you those cigarettes, okay?
Okay, fine.
Right now, Beth Ann, would you pick up so I can know you're on the phone?
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you, sweetheart.
CJ, and, how are you?
Oh, hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Little low on the coffee. We could all use a refill on the Joe.
Sure, you got it.
Okay.
Thank you, babe. This is our girl, Beth Ann, Jane.
Okay.
She's very good.
Our secretary. How many words is it you can type a minute, Beth Ann?
Five. All right, thanks. If I beat you, I can do seven. Oh, good, Jane. You want the job?
Yeah. Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Our secretary, Beth.
That's fantastic.
All right, now that we've done that, oh, let's try to give away the independence there. And here's what we're going to do today. There's music for everything on this show.
Everything has a separate theme.
Yes. I love that.
This one. We don't bring this one out very often.
We did this last week or the week before. My mom doesn't know Duke. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it with your dad this time.
That's good. There he is.
It's called Does Dad Dig Duke?
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
And here's how we're going to play the game.
Let's play Does Dad Dig Duke?
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
We call your dad, and we tell him that for 60 seconds he's got to talk to somebody on our radio show, just like we did with the mom. The prize will be given either to the dad that has the most engaging conversation with our John Wayne Duke tapes, or the father that says, in the least amount of time,
that's John Wayne.
I'm listening to tapes of John Wayne.
See how quickly your father recognizes the Duke.
Does your dad dig Duke? If you think your dad digs Duke, you got a chance to be a big fat winner right now.
Lots of dads dig Duke.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
So you got to call us at 877-365-3636. Does Dad Dig Duke?
Let's play Does Dad Dig Duke?
That's not strictly true.
And then we'll call your dad and play the tapes and give him 60 seconds. And someone wins a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. Visit flyeye.com, and we'll throw in $250 to spend at the tables.
As soon as you win the prize, we'll put you right on with our secretary.
Now, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
She's a sweet thing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
Absolutely.
Just sunshine. If only she would wear more dresses.
Yeah, but she's still terrific. That's why she was at the top of the heap in the secretarial pool.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, winner in the victory pool. I can't get it.
Listen to her.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Baby.
Two dazzling urbanites, Don and Mike.
Dude Walker. www.donandmikewebsite.com. This is the side of our show. We're whores, but we're not. Whores like Bill O'Reilly.
No, we sell you things that you can use and that can amuse you.
And you don't have to be a premium member. And we don't sell floor mats. But we do sell Ron Mexico shirts.
Yes, and we sell jackets that'll keep you warm.
But we really, Mike, it's 80 degrees today.
No, I still would wear one.
We are selling.
They breathe, Don.
We are selling those Ron Mexico t-shirts.
Yes, with the number 7 on them and Ron Mexico on the back and then the Don and Mike logo on the front there. Ducky.
We're just waiting for the cease and desist from the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting to start the show here with the game, but we're waiting on Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, are we back already?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My apologies.
How's your timing?
I'm sure you're doing something important.
Yeah, well. How's your nicotine suck? Special day. Delicious.
Big 420 day for Buzz.
Yeah, I have a different cartridge in this today.
All right, we're going to play Does Dad Dig Duke?
Does Dad Dig Duke?
Now remember, no cheating now and telling your dad what's going on. Let's start with Jude in Louisiana. Hello, Jude.
How's it going?
Hey, Jude.
What's up, y'all?
You're king of the Judes.
Well, thank you, Mike.
We're going to do the Duke thing. You needed my comment. I was originally calling just to tell you something, but then the phone monkey talked to me about this game.
So. Well, really, if he talked you into it, forget it. I mean, we don't have to beg you to play our dumb game.
We
got a million people, Jude, in back of you that'll play the game. Yeah. You can pound sand.
No, I'd love to play the game.
He made it bad.
Yeah.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad.
You did make it bad. You don't start a game like that.
Hey, I didn't want to go play the game.
He did say phone monkey. But
hello. Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Rush.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, are you calling for Does Dad Dig Duke?
Dad Digs Duke.
Dad Digs
what's,
Duke.
What's your name?
My name is Graham.
Graham?
All right, Graham,
from?
There's a lot going on in the background there, and that makes me suspicious.
Nah, there's no suspicious. My father's in New Jersey.
Okay, Graham, what's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Ruck, R-U-C-K.
Ruck?
Yes.
What kind of a name is a Ruck?
It's a family name.
All right. Ruck.
Ruckin' great.
How
well, his wife is Robin.
Robin and Ruck.
So she would be your step.
Ruck and Robin.
She'd be.
There you go. It's a song.
Oh, Ruck and Robin. Thank you, Buzz. I didn't pick up on that.
She'd be your stepmom?
No, that's my mother.
That's your mother.
Okay.
All right. Now, what you got to do is tell you. Well, we'll tell your dad that we've got you on the phone and that we're playing a radio game where he just has to talk to somebody. You can't say anything to him like, you know, hey, Dad, it's John Wayne. Okay?
Right.
How old is your dad, Graham?
My dad is 48.
48. All right, let's cause a ruckus now.
He should probably figure out who he is.
I'm with the Don and Mike radio show, and we have your...
And even if he doesn't, it's great fun to hear the dads talk to you.
Two ways to win today. It's the...
Two big ways to win big, Mike.
Entertaining conversation or recognizing the Duke.
All right, so I just have to say hello to my father and the Duke's going to take over?
No, you don't say the Duke's going to take over. We'll just...
No. I just say hello.
Hold on.
He knows.
Hold on, please.
He gets it.
We have the dad on with us now. Here is Ruck. Hello, Ruck.
Hello.
Hello. We have your son, Graham, on the phone. Let me prove to you we're on the level here. Graham?
Yes, sir.
Say hi to your dad, Graham.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
All right, now we're going to put Graham on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Ruck, incidentally, nice game. Nice name.
Very good name. Very unique.
Thank you.
I guess your mom was a mother Rucker.
The mother of Rucker.
That's mother right. of Ruck.
Mother Rucker.
Here's the deal. Your son called because we play a game where we call people's parents and see if they can have conversations with some of the weird people around the radio station. So all we'd like you to do is just talk to a guy that works at the station for a minute or so.
All right.
That's all you have to do.
Uh-huh.
So if everybody's ready,
go ahead and enjoy your conversation, Ruck.
Okay, let's...
Let's
go.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
I don't know. A pizza.
Get on your horse.
All right. Get on your
horse. Show him the way, dude.
Didn't hear that one.
Seems to be the idea.
Okay. Well, when the ideas are cooking.
You got no sense of responsibility?
You obviously know me.
Well, this is going to hurt. Here's something to bite on.
Well, I promise not to scream.
I'll let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
Yeah. Well, as long as he's not going to make me bend over for the soup.
But I'll decide this one.
Oh, yeah. Well...
He talks out of turn, Stumpy. Throw a bucket of water on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
Oh boy.
Well, I have a grand poor son, so I need your sympathy.
Okay.
He's a big
thank you, Ruck.
Big loser.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for being on the show. Nice talking to you, Ruck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We can conclude the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Graham?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry it was 60 seconds. Your dad wasn't particularly entertaining, and he had no point did he dig Duke.
But thanks for playing Does Your Dad Dig Duke?
Thanks for trying.
Hey, it was worth the shot. Thanks, Rocker. Right.
Thanks, Graham.
Thank you, Graham. Let's go to right here. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
It's Tim.
Tim. Tim from...
Wichita.
Listening on KFH FM. Your dad's name is?
Jim.
Jim.
Of course.
Tim and Jim.
Tim and Jim.
And a sister, Kim.
And they all like to swim. Tim, how old's your dad?
65.
Now, I'm going to say he's right in that prime.
That's prime Duke age.
He may actually dig Duke so much that he gets it on the very first tape.
Absolutely.
He might.
That'd
be digs the Duke.
He digs the Duke. What's he doing right now, do you think?
They're building a house, so he might be out there with the builder.
How many rings are adding?
Two rings.
Two rings, and...
See if we can get through
three
to
rings
Jim from Tim.
And... Four, and sorry.
I got a backup number.
So what?
I got a backup.
Thank you. Here's somebody else. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Cliff.
Cliff.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you there, Cliff?
Cliff, what's your dad's name?
Mike.
Mike. Okay, we'll go with that.
How old's Mike, Cliff?
He's early 50s, I think 52.
52.
All right. Let's see, Cliff, where are you calling from, sir?
Annapolis, Maryland.
Are you listening on... I bet you're listening on Live 105 in Baltimore.
Yes.
Good. All right, good guess.
sure, if that makes you happy.
I mean, is that the station you're listening on? If it's not, it's okay.
No, I am. I switched from 106.7 to 105.7 on the way home.
That's pretty easy, isn't it? They're kind of right next to each other, isn't that neat?
That's right.
Yep.
Hold on, are we getting him, Robin?
I'm looking for Mike.
Here we go. Calling your dad now.
My name is Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike Radio Show.
What's your dad do, Cliff?
He's an air balancer.
An air balancer?
What is
we
that?
We need those.
What's an air balancer?
He measures the airflow in commercial buildings.
Oh, cool. Oh, God, we could use him
he'd
here.
Probably die. He'd probably die as soon as he walked through the doors of this place.
What he'd do, he'd walk through here and laugh hysterically.
Okay,
it'd be, his last laugh. He'd look at us and go, how come you're alive?
We got him, and Rob says he's fun.
Cool.
So... Hold on. I believe Rob is being facetious.
Oh, mm-hmm. Unfortunate.
Let's go. What's the guy's name?
His name is Mike the Fun Guy.
Mike. Okay, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Mike, hi. This is Don and Mike.
Mike, say hi to your son, Cliff. We've got him on the phone. Cliff, say hi to Mike.
Hey, Dad. Cliff, what's going on? Nothing.
All right, now, Cliff, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you back in the box. Here's the deal, Mike. Cliff called. We're playing a game that involves dads. And all you have to do
is... have a conversation.
Have a conversation with a guy who works on our show. It'll take about a minute. Are you ready?
Yes. Now, go ahead.
Okay. All you got to do is talk to this guy.
Okay.
Let's roll it.
107.3, I think.
Hold on.
Wait.
The dumb father say 107.3?
He did.
Yeah, that's the wrong station, dummy.
Give me the new one.
What?
He said, what is the letters? What's the number?
He is fun.
He's
the dad.
Right.
We call him out of the blue.
Don't listen to the radio, please, but
it's better.
It's 106.7.
No, my radio's not old. Go ahead.
All right. We want you to have a conversation and just say whatever comes to mind.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, let's start the
good luck, Mike.
Here we go.
Want another beer?
Well, are you going to talk to him?
I'm having problems hearing.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
Okay.
How about a cigar?
Yes.
Now, this is the way it's going to be.
Right now.
You sure you want me to do that?
If you feel you should.
Your guess is as good as mine.
My guess is better than yours.
Don't you have something to do?
I do have many things to do that some I can't tell you.
Holy Christmas.
Happy Easter.
This is no sense like wrestling a few cows.
What's that?
I wouldn't make it a habit, Paul.
Hello?
Wasn't you married to a woman?
Two to go.
Didn't she have kids for you?
Good ones.
I thought that's what it was.
This is awful.
We're going to take a turn around the town.
I'm in for that.
We ain't going in looking guilty.
No way. I'm not guilty.
All right. Thanks for playing the game, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This worked a lot better with the moms.
I think we might be throwing a monkey wrench by saying you're talking to somebody that works for us.
Okay.
That's planting the thought in their head, even if they... Right. You
I think
know,
we
want you to just have a conversation.
Well, maybe, okay. All right, Cliff?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
But even if you hadn't said that, you still got Mike, who was a bit dim.
Here's a guy named Mike. Hello, Mike.
How are you guys doing today?
Don and Mike Show. We only got time for one more. I hope your dad's good. Mike, where are you from?
Reno.
All right, and you're listening on The Buzz, right?
Yes, sir.
That's our station out there. What's your dad's name?
Larry.
Oh, good. Always good with a Larry.
Larry. How old is your dad?
54, 55.
All right. What do you think he's doing right now?
He's probably driving. He works for a courier service.
Okay, very good. Let's see if we can get old Larry on the phone here.
Now, thus far, we've had two dads who don't dig Duke. They didn't figure out it was John
That's
Wayne.
Right. And the conversations were in no way entertaining.
Not like when the moms talked to John Wayne.
Right.
The dads are like, hello? I can't hear it.
Hello? Hello? Two rings for Larry.
Two rings and...
Larry's not there.
No. Three rings?
No. Give him one more. Hold
one
on.
More ring. Nope, that's it. No. Forget it.
Forget it. He's halfway home.
Let me see. You got a number? Let me see. Number three. Michael. Hey, Michael.
That's me. How you doing, guys?
Is your dad named Ed?
Ed, yes.
Call him up, Robbie.
How old's Ed, Michael?
Last chance here.
62, 63.
Right
in the Duke years.
Yeah, that's right in the Duke years.
He's a Duker, all
that's
right.
A good thing.
What do you do? Where are you from?
Chantilly, Virginia.
Shantee.
Okay.
Lovely Shantee.
Hold on a second.
I feel good about that.
I don't even have time for small talk because we're getting the buzz news
right.
thing.
We're going to get right to Ed.
Get your dad. See if your dad digs Duke.
Mr. Ed digs Duke.
Two rings. God.
Two rings.
Damn.
God damn it, people.
Three.
Now, why is this? The mothers came through, yet the fathers are letting us down.
I don't know.
And?
Ed ain't home, Michael.
Hey, sorry, guys.
Yes, we are.
Not as sorry as we are. Chris.
Hey.
Chris, what's your dad's name?
Paul.
Paul, you got a number for him?
Paul, yeah.
Paul.
You think he's home, Chris?
Should be.
How old is he?
56.
All right. 56.
What's he do?
He owns a lawn and garden business.
Sure he's
like
not
a,
out?
Has, sure
he's...
Like a heavy equipment.
Okay. So you think he'd be available?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think he digs Duke?
He's into Western, sure.
Excellent. All right, good. Is he as exciting as you?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Did you hear when we did this last week with the moms when it was real funny?
Remember that?
Yes.
Have you heard it this week? We're doing it with the dads and it's not so funny.
No, that's it's right. not.
Yeah. Thanks,
one
helping.
Of the biggest problems is just they're not home. Funny, isn't it, Chris?
Very funny.
How many rings you got there, Robbie?
The correct answer is no,
four
Don,
rings.
You're wrong. It's
but
hilarious.
I think he's home. I just think he's passed away.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Chris.
Okay, bye, Don.
See you later, duh. I just hung up.
Yeehaw.
This will be great. Oh, Dad's not home.
Hold on. Do we have anybody else whose phone number we have? Anybody? Hold on. This line number.
Why don't we just make up a number?
What is this? Hello? Don and Mike show. Who's there? Who's this? I'm sorry.
Don, Mike, Radio God.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Earl.
Earl, what's your dad's first name?
Earl.
Oh, Earl Sr.
Oh,
got
Earl.
It.
Yeah, that's Earl Sr.
Right. Last chance here. No time for small talk.
Oh, man, you got to like the odds with an Earl. Now, Earl, is Earl going to be home?
I certainly hope so, man.
Oh, you hope so. Well, that's not good enough.
And with this game, if he won, he'd be the Duke.
Well, we live on opposite sides of the country, so I don't really know.
The Duke of Earl. Hold on. While Robbie dials it up.
In a world where owning a radio
hey,
was strictly forbidden,
hey. How you doing,
one man
right.
found a way
they got me a nice
to bring
little
good
news. I apologize.
Oh, God, dumbass. Don't you say the S-word?
Yeah.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Jesus, don't drop the S-word.
I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I'm trying to.
Good day to you, sir.
You know, the concept was terrific. How did we pull so many DAs on that one?
I'm just lucky, I guess.
10 minutes we'll never get back. Well, I don't know. We'll do it again sometime.
Maybe two trips tomorrow.
We'll go with Mom.
When we play something new.
But...
Yes.
Buzz, what's on your new show tonight?
Well, as we approach 4:20 in the Mountain Time Zone, our lead story today is a cell phone company executive says, you didn't expect him to work at home, did you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Where are all those dads?
You, mister. You got one in your pocket?
Thanks to Graham and Ruck, Tim and Jim, Chris and Paul, Mike and Ed, Cliff and Mike, Earl and Earl, and Mike and Larry.
I'm not going to hurt him.
And the Duke.
I'll be right back. That was very...
professional.
I do my own shaving.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's time for Buzz's News Now.
Noted Caucasians, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz brought to us by Veramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Number one because it works. It's doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor?
Clinically tested. Call 1-888-TRAIN-VMAX. Just ask Dr. Phil.
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
Wow. Oh, and we did not have a winner today on Does Dad Dick Do?
No.
So tomorrow, we'll give away 2 trips to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air.
Incredible.
Visit flyeye.com and start saving today. Buzz?
Yes.
Join us tomorrow when we play I Feel Dirty. How's your news?
Pretty good today, I think. The cell phone user's mantra, can you hear me now, has now officially been replaced with, let me go outdoors.
Hold on, I'm getting a call on my cell phone.
Yes?
Just a second.
Hold on, I better take that.
Hello?
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes, bitch.
You don't need to listen to that.
You don't have to take those calls.
It's ridiculous.
I would turn him in.
You should lose that phone number.
Now, my cell phone works in some amazing, incredible places. Where it doesn't work so well.
Would you turn your phone off?
I'll tell you in a minute. Where my phone doesn't work so well is in my office or here in the newsroom.
Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack, you little rat-faced bitch.
Would you stop calling me, Dr.
Man,
Phil?
And nobody needs to take this abuse.
No.
No, so my cell phone works great a lot of places, just not in my office at home, not here in the newsroom, the 2 places I perhaps need it the most.
Yep.
Now, I'm not a Verizon customer, but the CEO of Verizon may be speaking for all the cell phone companies when he says, quote, why in the world would you think your cell phone would work in your house, end quote. Verizon CEO Ivan Seidenberg was interviewed by the San Francisco...
Isn't he the new Pope?
Chronicle. No.
Hi,
I'm Ivan Seidenberg.
Different guy. And he's expressed this frustration, quoting again...
And now that I think about it, perhaps he couldn't be the Pope.
You never know. It's so confusing.
Probably names, you never know with the names.
Probably
you
not.
Know?
Yeah.
But,
who's a Berg?
I think it's safe to say that your phone will get the best reception. Then we can offer consistent with quality.
Right. So Seidenberg, the CEO of Verizon, talking to the San Francisco Chronicle, says they want it to work in elevators. They want it to work in the basement. The customer has come to expect so much. He went on to say it's not Verizon's responsibility to tell you about the dead zones inside its coverage map or about specific places the phone might not work.
You like the dead zones?
He says the reason cell phone companies, by the way, are fighting these new citywide wireless computer networks, citywide Wi-Fi, Chicago, San Francisco are looking at providing Wi-Fi service for the entire city. He says the reason the cell phone companies are fighting this is because, quoting again, that could be one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard.
Yeah, he sounds like he's paranoid.
There he is.
How's your star?
I believe that's the case.
There you go.
Being overweight will shorten your life, they said.
No.
That's what they said, Rob.
No.
That's what they've been saying.
No.
I kind of doubt it.
But a new government report.
I feel great.
New government report says maybe not. The new Centers for Disease Control report says people modestly overweight can actually have...
Hold on. It's like if you're super fat, but you say, please, no compliments.
Yes. If you're modest about it.
You're modestly overweight.
If you don't go bragging about your weight.
Right.
Okay. I weigh 600 pounds, but please.
But I'm really not that fat.
Stop with the compliment.
Right. If you're modest about it, it can actually have a lower risk of death than people with normal weight.
Hey, Rob.
They're saying slightly overweight people,
slightly overweight,
can actually have a lower death risk than people of so-called normal weight.
Any change on the outlook for the morbidly obese?
Not yet, Rob.
All right, I'll keep listening anyway, because you do a good show.
Thank you.
This really doesn't affect me.
Not yet. The thinking now is that normal has changed, what we consider normal. The government says obesity does kill nearly 26,000 folks a year in this country, but that figure is 14 times smaller than what the government was telling us back in January of this year.
I don't pay attention to doctors.
And obesity has dropped from number 2 to number 7 on the preventable stuff that'll kill you list.
Yeah.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Have you guys tried the new Weight Watchers Fudgicle?
Yes.
It's awesome.
It is good.
It is.
Obesity, which was at number 2.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
On the death list, now ranks after guns and car crashes.
as a cause of death. Not as serious as they thought.
Mm-hmm. Listen, here's all I know is that we talk about being fat, and I am still in fat, but I've lost over 80 pounds.
Sure have.
And now I'm back in Tommy Bahama, just regular large. I went from double XL to XL, now to large. Mm-hmm. And all I want to tell you...
What?
I'm not showing off. I don't mention it because I know I'm not. I don't want to make it like.
No, I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't saying anything.
You made a face at me right now.
I wasn't making any face at all.
You made a big greasy face
Finish
at me.
Finish your point.
You made a big, I haven't taken a shower. And you, what are you doing now? You give me crap too?
Finish your point.
Here's all I want to say.
Finish your point.
I've lost all this weight.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then you give me a... I think you're going to be happy with what I have to say.
All right, go ahead.
If possible.
Yes.
I'm more miserable now than I was when I was so much fatter.
Isn't that sick? You said I'd be happy, and I am about that. That's terrible.
I mean, it's just the way my life's pain has worked out.
I know. I understand that. But you feel good, right? Physically?
Oh, you're not talking spiritually or
no.
Physically,
the weight off is a good thing. So you
exercise
have your health.
Every day, do all that, but my life pain, Mike.
Right.
My life pain.
Life pain is still there.
Yes.
Still there, but physically good. Silent killer.
Would it kill Tommy Bahama to make a 3X?
So here's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
If you think that losing weight will suddenly make you happy,
yeah,
it won't.
Very good.
You could be like me. Mm-hmm. You could lose a lot of weight.
Right. And not be happy.
Still be miserable.
Yeah.
I lost a lot of weight once, and I was never happier than when I was putting it back on. Now, once it's back on, not so happy.
Yeah. I want to lose the weight now, and I'm planning on starting real soon.
Good. Got a plan.
I am. I have to. The back doctor said I got to lose the weight.
Yeah.
First thing the doctor said, and I said, all right, where's the deli? There you go. Now I'm going to do it at some point. A shopping mall in Nashua, New Hampshire has a new rule. No teenagers unless accompanied by a parent on Friday and Saturday night. I love it when he rubs his stomach.
You see what he's doing?
Oh, man. I'm just thinking about that shower, that nice hot shower I might get tonight.
If your water's turned back on.
They turn it back on. Thank God they didn't turn off the electricity. That controls the refrigerator.
That's right. Now we're getting serious.
Absolutely.
A shopping mall in New Hampshire. No teenagers Saturdays and Friday evenings unless they're accompanied by a parent.
I like that rule.
Security guards are at the doors checking IDs and handing out the mall's new code of conduct. Mm-hmm. These new rules, of course, will get the little hoodlums out of the malls and back on the street where they belong.
Yeah, down the street where they can pick them up.
And where's a parent? And where's a parent to dump the child, if not the mall?
How about go to Atlantic City?
Once again, I think that's a good idea. Once again, gangs are getting the blame for spoiling it for everybody. Kids caught in the mall during this curfew period will be taken to the mall's command center, because malls should have a command center.
Our command center, it's right by Cinnabon. You can't miss it. We kick ass.
Doesn't everybody agree the scumbag kids are the ones that, like, hang at the mall?
Now, listen, pal, I want to tell you something.
That's the point.
Yeah. You don't screw with us here at Sunglass Hut. You got what I'm saying? You take that action down to the J.C. Penney part of this mall.
Right, there you go.
You hear what I'm saying?
It sounds like you're going to have a night in the command center.
Pally, here at Sam Goody, we don't do things that way.
Knock it off.
Listen, here at Lady Foot Locker,
we don't take no mess at the piercing pagoda.
The mall's command center then hangs on to the kids, calls their parents, and has the parents and holds them until the parents come to pick them up.
Yeah, we got your son down here in a kiosk.
Hold me.
We got your son down here at the kiosk where you can get your crazy face put on Mount Rushmore on a T-shirt.
Very, very cool.
We've got your son at the kiosk where you can get your name made in rice.
I saw you giving me that look as you walked by the Limited.
Now, some parents in Sugar Land, Texas, are suing the police for their raid on an underage drinking party. Listen to this. Police say there were no adults present as they arrived.
Cocktail party.
As they arrived to investigate a neighbor's noise complaint. They say kids were drinking, and quoting the neighbor's 911 call, I think there's some drugs going on.
Kind of like having a cocktail party.
I believe some marijuana.
Hello.
The kids say the cops busted in the back door and threatened to shoot. 24 kids got citations, including the son of the town's former mayor. In fact, he was taken into custody for refusing to sign the citation, perhaps just as his dad had instructed him. Mm-hmm. The parents who own this very nice house say the cops were abusive, and they're suing.
rather unusual.
Mm. Here's what the police chief had to say.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes, bitch.
Sounds abusive. The Wiggles were performing at the party.
Shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes. That's the general idea.
And sure, foam dance parties are fun. The foam parties, perhaps
sure.
You've heard about them.
Yes, we have.
They're fun until the rash breaks out. That's our story when we come back.
You like the rash?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Should have done this song on American Idol last night.
Well, didn't they do it?
Last year they did.
They did it last year.
Well, I remember Clay Aiken did Everlasting Love a long time ago.
They can repeat.
That didn't stop Scott Sable from doing it last night.
Please, people, be responsible.
You put the Clay tapes away already?
I did. You ought to get it.
Clay Maniac.
God, you always bring up Clay. Oh!
Talent is talent, Mike.
That's right.
Homo! Buzz?
Yes.
Give me just one moment to hear just a word from Clay.
Certainly.
The American Idol results show is tonight.
It was a long time where I didn't want to sing because I thought, people are going to pick on me now if I'm the singing kid, you know.
Oh, no.
To be honest with you, some people did. Some people kind of started to pick on me because I sang.
Who would pick on you, Clay?
In the musicals or the plays, and I was the only, when I was in ninth grade, I was the only boy in choir.
Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
Do you think, I never sang. Do you think if you really slowed his voice down, he would become Dr. Phil?
That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, he probably would.
It sounds like.
I was the only kid in choir.
I wonder if he has anything to do with that old band, Jars of Clay.
Mm.
Boy, would I like that for my collection.
Here's my
Jars of Clay.
Homo!
That jar is leaking.
I'm a Clayniac.
Hi there, Bud.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, when you own it, people notice it. People absolutely do. Homo!
In sports, did CBS Sports Jim Nance call out former CBSer Pat O'Brien during the Masters coverage?
Call him out what, like about being coked and
O'Brien? Yeah, O'Brien checked into rehab just before the release of a voicemail in which he begs a woman for a threesome and talks about scoring some cocaine.
Right.
And now there's talk of embarrassing photographs that may surface. Sources say O'Brien had a history of sexual harassment complaints while he was at Access Hollywood, reportedly licking Nancy O'Dell's face, grabbing Sean Robinson's bottom during the show's Christmas party.
And didn't he also take Billy Bush's temperature?
the good way. Close, he allegedly made lewd comments to a gay male producer. On the recent Masters telecast, Jim Nance talked a lot about Chris DeMarco's caddy, Pat O'Brien. Quote, there's his caddy. Pat O'Brien is his caddy's name. And later, Jim Nance said, and I quote again, there's DeMarco with his caddy who's been with him since 1999, Pat O'Brien. Pat is trying to find a way to stoke his player and get him going. End quote. You'd be the judge.
I don't know. We'd have to ask Nancy. I doubt it. But
I don't think Nancy is suave enough to pull that off.
No, and even if he was, he'd never admit it anyway.
Right. Finally, tales from the road. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 64-year-old John McGivney took his .38 semi-automatic and fired 5 rounds into his old Chrysler LeBaron. When the landlord asked what the hell he was doing, he answered, I'm putting my car out of its misery.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
John's now charged with discharging a firearm in public, and he may get evicted. But he has no regrets. Quoting him, I think every guy in the universe has wanted to do it. It was worth every damn minute in that jail. And in Lewistown, Ohio, a mortuary owner has been cited for inattentive driving after his accident caused a casket to go careening down the road.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Hi there.
Herman.
No word on the financial damage. No one got hurt. There was one fatality, but
how can anybody get hurt? He's dead.
There was only
it's a
one.
Dead man's party.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm the Don and Mike
Buzz,
show.
Buzz, well, you got a minute. Go ahead.
Did you have a good one?
That was already the punchline. The punchline has been given. We're done.
The punchline was
there was one fatality, but then that was true before the accident.
was still good when you went back and revisited it.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
On
the Don and Mike show.
Come on, Buzz.
Yeah.
Come on.
Done.
You had it.
I did.
You had it. Did we ruin it for you?
No, I don't think so.
Will you go home tonight and beat yourself up about it? Like you went home and beat yourself up last night about whatever the dumb time check thing was?
All right, then I have to say,
good.
Marcia, be careful.
There you go.
Yeah.
Out of everybody, Buzz is the sensitive one.
Yeah, I know. I'm certainly not. I'm just itchy.
I was alone, I took a ride. I didn't know
we will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Ron and Fez and their tribute to 420 coming up next. Mike is still scratching and touching.
Not scratching, pitching and curling.
Buzz, yes. Pitching, not catching. Buzz, we'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
Bad news.
What's the bad news?
Just called home and we're out of apple butter.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Elizabeth.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.